Manhattan banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We have so much to get to today. I mean, lots and lots of news. But we begin with Mick Mulvaney, the president's acting chief of staff, just falling upon a rake. Mick Mulvaney, President Trump's acting chief of staff, coming out and saying a bevy of things about Ukraine. So let's go through the things that Mick Mulvaney actually said about Ukraine, because I think some of them are true and some of them are badly stated. And some of them are being misconstrued, and some of them make real trouble for President Trump. So here's what Mick Mulvaney had to say about Ukraine aid, who specifically asked whether aid to Ukraine was tied to Ukraine investigating the 2016 election. And here's what Mick Mulvaney had to say.
Did he also mention to me in past the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money. The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
Holding the funding.
Yeah, which ultimately then flowed.
So Mulvaney's saying, yes, there was a quid pro quo. We did hold off the military aid in order to pressure the Ukrainians to look into the 2016 election, but we didn't do the quid pro quo about investigation of the Bidens. That's a significant walk back.
What you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Okay, now people are construing this as he said there was a quid pro quo that is impeachable. Now, as I've said all along, the problem here is quid pro quo. What I've also said all along is that it depends what the quid pro quo is for. So, for example, we know that three Democratic senators actually wrote the administration in Ukraine just last year and said to them, we want to withhold your aid unless you are willing to fully cooperate with the Mueller investigation. So that would be a quid pro quo, would it not? I mean, that is a quid pro quo. In other words, there are strings attached to American aid. The question is whether the strings attached are overtly about getting your political opponent. Remember where this story started so you can see how the story is now morphing, right? So the story started with the accusation that Donald Trump specifically said to Ukraine, you will not get your aid unless you investigate Joe Biden. Now the media are shifting this into, well, it's just as bad if Trump said you won't get your aid unless you investigate Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election. No, that's not the same thing. That's not that the United States and the people of the United States do have a legitimate interest in finding out about foreign interference in the 2016 election. And I'm having a hard time, frankly, understanding how folks on the left don't get this, considering that they just spent 2 years investigating with taxpayer dollars Russian interference in an American election. And that members of the U.S. Congress who were Democrats were threatening to withhold aid from Ukraine if they didn't help with that specific investigation about the 2016 election. So in other words, if you withhold aid to Ukraine because they won't help Democrats investigate Mueller, that's okay. If you won't hand over aid to Ukraine unless they investigate Ukraine's meddling that helped Hillary Clinton, then it's very bad and a quid pro quo. I don't understand how these both can be simultaneously true. That does not make any moral sense at all. Now, that's not really where Mulvaney slipped up. So everybody is jumping on the fact that he was asked specifically about quid pro quo, and then he sort of said, yeah, we do that all the time, to mean that he is saying that there's a quid pro quo American taxpayer money to help President Trump politically. And that's not what he said. And when you're talking about a quid pro quo that matters, you have to be talking about something that you cannot use American taxpayer money to do. If you look, the accusation about Joe Biden, for example, is an accusation that Joe Biden used American taxpayer dollars, right, $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine in order to benefit himself and his son Hunter Biden personally. That's the accusation President Trump is making. Biden's defense is, no, when I said that there is a quid pro quo, what I meant is that I'm withholding $1 billion in loan guarantees specifically until Ukraine cleans up its act with regard to corruption. And the Obama administration was pressuring in early 2016 and throughout 2016, in fact, pressuring the Ukrainian government to clean up on corruption. And that involved investigating people like Paul Manafort, who ended up as Trump's campaign chief of staff. So was that wrong of the Obama administration? Did they violate the law there? Was that a quid pro quo in the sense that everybody is talking about an impeachable offense? The answer is no. And now Mulvaney phrased all of this in like the stupidest possible way. And in just one second, I'm going to read you the full context of his comments and explain what I think he was trying to say. But let's be real about this. He was very awkward in how he said it, and he created more nightmares and more headaches for President Trump. The president's legal team today is walking away from Mulvaney saying, listen, we didn't vet that press conference. We have no idea what that guy was saying. Sean Hannity, who, of course, is a big defender of the president on virtually every topic, he came out and he was ripping into Mulvaney. So even Trump's biggest defenders are unhappy with what Mulvaney said. But I'm pretty sure that the headlines are not matching what Mulvaney actually said. Right? The headlines today are all about how Mick Mulvaney basically said, sure, we do quid pro quos all the time. What he was saying is that there are strings attached to American foreign policy aid. That, of course, has always been true. And he's correct about that. It's just he phrased it in the worst possible way because maybe he's not that good at this. Again, the stupidity more than malice explanation tends to hold true for virtually everything. People make mistakes. People say dumb things, particularly in the political realm. But we'll explain word for word what he said, and then you can make your own judgment. We'll get to that in just one second. But first, it's no secret the Democratic Party has been taken over by the idiocy of the squad. That's why they announced an impeachment inquiry targeting President Trump. It's also why the Democratic Party recently unveiled a disastrous price control bill that could set America on a path toward a socialist single-payer system. Thankfully, my friends over at FreedomWorks are fighting to stop this plan dead in its tracks. If you'd like to help them do it, please text Ben, that's my name Ben, to 52886 and sign their petition. If enacted, this plan would hit American manufacturers with a $100 billion tax hike. It would put socialist price controls on our healthcare system, create massive shortages of vital medicines, set American medical research back decades. You know what's useful? R&D in the drug industry. You know what's useful? Finding new cures, doing that research. You know when that goes away? When the government starts setting price controls. That's why we've got to do everything we can to stop Democrats from trashing our healthcare, as they're apt to do. It's why I'm asking you to text Ben, my name, Ben, to 52886 and sign FreedomWorks' petition. Urge Congress to stop Nancy Pelosi's disastrous plan today. Again, text my name, Ben, to 52886 and help out my friends over at FreedomWorks. That's Ben to 52886. Okay, so here is what Mick Mulvaney actually had to say word for word. So he was asked, quote, the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that Trump ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine. And Mulvaney said the look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate. Okay, that's again, that's fair. The Obama administration withheld aid to Ukraine unless they were willing to root out corruption by looking into people like Paul Manafort, even though Paul Manafort was working with the Trump campaign at the time. Hillary Clinton was coordinating with the Ukrainian government to receive dirt on President Trump. That was not illegal. It was bad, but it was not illegal. The Democratic senators in the last year wrote a letter to the government of Ukraine saying, help out with the Mueller investigation or your aid is going to go bye-bye. That's what Mulvaney is saying. So the reporter then said, withholding the funding? And Mulvaney said, yeah, which ultimately then flowed. By the way, there was a report that we were worried that the money wouldn't, if we didn't pay out the money, it would be illegal, okay? It would be unlawful. So that is the part where Mulvaney is starting to look weird, right? Like, this is where Mulvaney starts blurring the lines and things get very weird. If you were making the claim that we are allowed to withhold funding based on investigation of things that are of importance to the American public, including foreign interference in the 2016 election, even badly based information about foreign interference in the 2016 election, right? This is my theory, and I think it is the most plausible theory by a long shot, and that is that Rudy Giuliani was being fed bad information by Ukrainian actors. He was feeding that to President Trump. President Trump was putting that into his mind and churning out a one note card statement on Ukraine, and that's all he really was thinking about in Ukraine. That was corruption, DNC, server, 2016, Maria Yovanovitch. Like it all comes out as a ball of bleh from President Trump. And then Mulvaney interprets that as we're fighting corruption by withholding aid. And I think that's really what happened here. It may be bad information. It may be information that is wrong or incorrect. All of that may very well be true. That does not mean that it's a quid pro quo for quote-unquote political purposes. When Mulvaney says, if we didn't pay out the money, it would be illegal, it would be unlawful, based on what? Like, that's undercutting your own argument. If his argument is, we could withhold the aid in order to achieve the fighting of corruption, which included investigating, for example, the DNC server, again, based on bad information, if that is Mulvaney's argument, then what is he talking about? It would be illegal if we didn't allow the money to flow. And then he was asked, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well. And Mulvaney said, we do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for the Northern Triangle countries. We were holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries so they would change their policies on immigration. So what he's saying there, right, people are taking the we do quid pro quos all the time with foreign policy to mean we do political quid pro quos that benefit the president all the time with foreign policy. That is not what he is saying. Right? The context is we do stuff that is quid pro quos with foreign governments based on foreign aid, which, of course, is exactly true. And then they take out of context this other line that Mulvaney says where he says, and I have news for everybody, get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy. He doesn't mean that, get over it, the Ukrainians are going to influence American foreign policy in the election or the Russians are going to influence American foreign policy in the election. What he means by that is that we are going to attach strings to foreign policy, and he phrases that in the worst possible way because everyone is a dope. Here's the important part, right? Remember, this entire debacle began with the accusation that it was about Biden, that the quid pro quo was about Biden. Don't forget that. That's what this whole thing was about. This whole thing, the headlines were Trump ordered Ukraine aid withheld unless Ukraine went and got Biden. That's what the entire headline was. And just like the Mueller investigation morphed from a Trump-Russia 2016 election interference investigation into Trump obstruction of justice. He hates Robert Mueller. Why did he fire the acting FBI director? It morphed really quickly. This one is already morphing. So just notice the moving of the goalposts. It moved from the quid pro quo is about Biden to the quid pro quo is about corruption in Ukraine. Well, if the quid pro quo is about corruption in Ukraine, that is not an illegal quid pro quo. That's not even really out of the line of kind of normalcy. The only thing that's out of the line of normalcy is that Trump's standard of corruption in Ukraine seems to be based upon bad information fed to him by Rudy Giuliani, who's running around with a bunch of nefarious characters from Ukraine while being paid $500,000. Hey, here's the key exchange that people are ignoring, of course. The question from a reporter was, on the call, the president did ask about investigating the Bidens. Are you saying the money that was held up that had nothing to do with the Bidens? Mulvaney said, no, the money held up had absolutely nothing to do with Biden. That was the point I was making to you. And then the reporter said, you're drawing the distinction. You're saying it would be wrong to hold up money for the Bidens. Mulvaney said there were three factors.
We now go live to North State High School football with Brent Weber.
Evening in Palo Cedro, California. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber. Tonight, an Eastern Athletic League clash. For the Foothill Cougars, it is an opportunity to gain a foothold, that is, in their league standings. And for Enterprise, it is a statement game. The Enterprise Hornets, better than their 0-6 record would indicate, Foothill 4-2, and certainly the favorite on their home turf. Here tonight, on a beautiful night at Bill Johnston Field along Cougar Creek. The sun has now set, of course, but earlier during warm-ups and the start of the junior varsity game, it was a gorgeous look back east at the Southern Cascades, the Lassen Peaks, and a beautiful night here in Northern California in Shasta County. They're going through their final warm-ups out on the field. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff for this game of the week tonight here on KCNR.
Now, the Hornets Repertory Theater presents the Rocky Horror.
Well, the Hornets are 0-6, they were 0-2. They are 0-2 rather in the Eastern Athletic League. Chris Combs trying to rebuild this program. They felt this might be a rebuilding year, but for the many seniors on this squad, this is a game that could certainly go a long way to making them feel better about this season to this point, because they've given up too many points, 242. They've been outscored 242 to 132, but they have some big play guys, one of the best running backs in the North State, Eli Cortinas, and he has been just a real bright spot for them. He's only a junior, and he's just 4 yards shy of 1,000 yards rushing. He expects to get that tonight. For Foothill, they've gotten off to a good start in the league. They've won those two straight. They are 4-2. They actually have a 1-0 record in the Eastern Athletic League. And they are a team that, as many of you know, builds quarterbacks, and their offense will surround the quarterback. And the play of a young man who I think has really impressed folks, Brandon Merriman. He has some good weapons in his Foothill Cougar arsenal. And that includes Tyler Carey and a few other fellows, Bryce Henderson, Joseph Ostergren, and more. And we'll talk more about the weapons on both teams when we come back in just a little bit. After the break, we will hear from the head coach of the Enterprise Hornets, Chris Combs, about the 0-6 start and how he's keeping his team's chin up as they come into this very important game of Shasta County and near Reading rivals here in the North State. Back with that interview with head coach Chris Combs in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Talking to Enterprise Hornets head coach Chris Combs, and this is, we just started, it's not the elephant in the room, it's not the record you want at this point, but your kids are still playing hard, they're still going out there, and you've had a pretty tough schedule this far. So thus far.
Yeah, the kids are still believing, and they're still competing on the field. You know, they know what our record is, and it's not what they wanted it to be at this point, but they're not letting that be the determining factor of what they do on Friday nights and what they do throughout the week in practice. They're still preparing every week to win a football game and with the belief that they're going to win a football game.
I mean, when we saw you, now it's been a month, but the best football team I've seen, and I'm seeing them a couple of times. You know, that's looking at your schedule, that is – your kids know where they want to get because you're playing the best teams you can play around here.
Yeah, I mean, our league's pretty brutal as far as competition is concerned, and then our preseason was pretty brutal as well. I mean, we're playing, you know, the top teams in the division below us, and then going out of section and playing a team like Highlands with had a lot of athletes on their team and competing all the way down to the wire with that team. You know, you look at the collective records of the teams that we played against, and you kind of understand maybe where it lies with our record now. We're not playing easy teams. We're playing some really tough teams.
Well, your running back has emerged as somebody special.
Yeah, he was somebody that we thought could be pretty good as the season went along, but not having any varsity experience, it was kind of hard to gauge. And then obviously the West Valley game at the start of the season kind of told us what we had with him. And, you know, I think the most surprising thing with him is that, you know, he hasn't worn down at all. I mean, he's still running as hard in week seven that he ran in week one.
And to try to, you know, do the things you need to do, you have maturity that has to happen. You know, what have been the positives in terms of, you know, kids growing and maturing, starting on offense?
Offensively, I think our kids understand that they're believing in what we're doing and what our scheme and our system is, because we've been able to move the ball and put some points on the board and put up some decent stats game in and game out. So I think we're getting a little bit more buy-in on that end. And we've been able to keep kids a little fresher by not playing them both ways. We don't have as many kids playing both ways this year as we've had in the past. So I think that's obviously helped on our offensive end as well.
And on the defensive side, you know, we tend to think, you know, that's where the wear and tear comes. But certainly, you know, for you guys, it's what makes your offense work is for the defense to do their job. How pleased are you with the direction they're heading?
To be completely honest, I'm a little disappointed in where our defense is at right now at this point. You know, we're giving up a lot of yards per game and too many points. We've had opportunities in games to get off the field on third down or fourth down and just haven't been able to do it in a consistent fashion. It would be nice to get those stops like we need and get the ball back to our offense, because our offense has proven that they can move it up and down the field. And, you know, we have to do our job on that end of the ball as well.
Now, I'm just trying to, you know, think about this game. Could mean a lot to both teams. Obviously, it's a, you know, for you guys, it's a statement game in a sense that, you know, you guys are like any team. You've been looking at each other. You've been working towards a goal, and you need that result could go a long, long way for them. Clearly, they want to say they're still in this thing and they're going to be in this thing. You know, how do you make sure your kids realize that, you know, say they fall behind, that they've got to stay in it?
We just got to get them to believe and understand that that the game is not over wherever it goes. You know, we continue to fight, and we've been in games like that where we've been playing behind or we've played with the lead, and we've been in some close games. So the kids are starting to figure those parts out. We just haven't been able to make enough plays to pull those games out yet. But like I said, the kids are believing, and it's, you know, it's not the River Bowl for us, but it's probably the second biggest rival game for us as far as playing an in-town team. And so the kids are, there's a lot of familiarity there. The kids know each other. They've been growing up playing against each other. And so they would love to win this game as sure as the other guys on the other side would want to win the game as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that other game next week, because we'll get you back-to-back weeks. All right, Coach Combs, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Good luck tonight on the rest of the season, of course. We'll see you next week, but on this matchup. I'm excited to see you guys go back out there.
Thank you very much.
All righty, back with more Game of the Week. It is Enterprise at Foothill on KCNR.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hooray!
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Foothill head coach Joey Brown, it is a real treat to finally get to see you guys. I had hoped to see you a couple weeks ago, but that was then. And now we're getting a chance to see what, for Enterprise and you guys, it is a rivalry game. And these kids all know each other, the neighbors, you know, everybody's grown up with somebody. And Foothill against Enterprise on any given Friday night would be a big game.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a rivalry game. Like you said, a lot of these kids have played Pop Warner football together. They've gone to school together at times. So there's a lot of familiarity, and there's a lot riding on this game. It's a league game. Obviously, Enterprise is looking for its first victory, and you don't discount that. But also, it's a league game, so it carries a lot of weight for both teams.
Don't discount a team that needs a statement game, right? You cannot do that, because Enterprise needs to make a statement.
Absolutely. Honestly, for them, their statement is a win, and. You know, when we look at them on film, they're a program that's better than their record, and they have some kids that really stand out and play well. And so we're not playing a team based on the record. We're playing an EAL opponent that is very capable of beating another EAL team on any given night.
Well, let's talk about you guys. You've been getting some big plays from a couple of guys. I looked at number one on your lineup, and looks like he's turned into a triple threat almost.
Yeah, Tyler Carey's a kid that we've just, you know, he's really emerged and developed. Last year he was just trying to find his way, but he's really emerged. He's bought into what we're doing, and he's a guy that we're just being very creative and finding new ways for him to touch the ball, be it the pass, the run, the return game. And he does a lot of things for us, and he's a quiet and confident kid. And he's really helping our offense be explosive.
Because you need to, you know, your quarterback, I'm guessing you're comfortable. Hey, let's just look at the big picture. You played two two of the best teams I've seen this year in your losses. I've seen those teams, and really they could dominate opponents with the way they control the ball. So the rest of the way, you have to feel pretty good week to week. Is the offense where you want it? Because it sure does look like after last week it is.
You know, the offense is getting there. I think we're still working on our identity on the run game. You know, Bryce has been a guy that's been consistent back there, but you know, we've really seen a spark in Cooper Lololi. You know, and also just incorporating some other guys into our perimeter run game. And that's really helped. You know, obviously people know what we do. And so when you play teams that have a lot of familiarity with what you do, you have to be creative in getting guys the ball in different ways. So, you know, we just work forward, and I think we're still in progress, but we're definitely making important strides.
In the background, people can hear my some of my notes, but that's all right. I promise to pick them up as they fly away. It looks like we're going to have good football weather, and, you know, this place will be rocking. There won't be – I said get here early, right, for a parking spot.
Yeah, no doubt. We got a little bit of construction going on. We should have both exits, our back exit and our front exit, open and trying to accommodate people as much as possible with parking.
Now, Enterprise, obviously, I don't know we realized that their running back was going to be this good. He's been really productive, and so they're probably using a little more eye, a little more power, less spread maybe, but maybe I'm just imagining that.
No, I mean, that's what you're seeing. I mean, Eli Cortinas is a guy where they're, you know, he makes their offense go. You know, and as you watch that kid on film, and I've never met Eli, you know, I probably couldn't pick him out of a crowd unless he's wearing his jersey, but you know, what I see on film is I see a very coachable kid. I see a great athlete. I see a great attitude. I see a kid who doesn't care what the record is. He runs hard. He has great body language. He looks like a kid that you want to root for. And, you know, on any given night other than this Friday, you know, I root for that kid because, you know, you just see the things he does on film. And he does it the right way. And so we're going to have to be very disciplined and very sound and setting the edge and making tackles when we get the opportunity because he is elusive. And if he gets out in the open, he's got the speed to break it. And so we just have to make sure we force them to do something they don't want to do to beat us.
I was going to say, to me, I see some of the keys to the game, but I see the keys to the game is not letting them get on the board in that first quarter. And what that means is you guys getting off to a good start. That sounds cliche, but you can't let a hungry team get off to a good start. How do you approach that?
Yeah, you want to get off to a good start, and you really want to get momentum swinging your way. These are high school kids, and momentum carries a lot of weight. But once you have the momentum on your side, you just got to keep playing. You got to keep that hunger and that fight. You know, Enterprise has been a team that's been behind at half, and they've come roaring back. You know, we've been ahead at half, and we've lost leads, and we've had to fight and claw to get them back. We've been behind at half, and we've come roaring back. So we just have to stay hungry, and we have to give it four quarters of solid effort in order to compete in the AL and in this game on Friday.
Huge game. A Foothill hosting Enterprise EAL game, as Joey Brown mentions. Good luck, and I know it's going to be a raucous, fun night at the yard here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back. Kickoff just around the corner. It's the game of the week on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
And just like that, welcome back to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. Foothill taking the opening kick, and Tyler Carey, one of the speed burners for this Foothill Cougar team, took it deep, pretty deep into Enterprise territory, down, way down to the 45. Did not get a great spot. Looked like he must have hit the left sideline. Now the Cougars break from the huddle, red, silver, and black on offense. And the Enterprise Hornets with the white uniforms, the black helmets, and the black numerals. The first give of this game goes up the gut to Bryce Henderson. He picks up about 8 or 9 yards. Henderson averaging about just 3 yards a carry, but he is the guy that gets the hard yards up the middle. 103 carries on the season for the senior. Now, Enterprise up front defensively has been, as you heard their head coach say, that's been the bugaboo. They haven't been able to stop teams. It's tough when you're starting in a short field here. The quarterback is Brandon Merriman, and he is also a very big threat to run the football. Merriman is a two-way threat. In fact, he's a three-way threat if you count as punting, but he's throwing for 59%. They gave it up the middle right there to and got a couple of yards. So they use a pro set as a base, but much like Enterprise, they just like to try to move it, change the sets, keep guys in motion. They have a left side hash mark. They've got two receivers there looking like they're faking maybe a screen and instead give it to Henderson. And there was no room for him as the Enterprise defense really penetrated on their left-hand side on that particular play. Nice stop for Enterprise's Jordan Keener up front getting some snaps on that left side. Also Xander Tyson over there. So it's fourth and short. They're going to go for it on their first fourth down attempt. In the pistol with a man behind him looking to throw. That's Merriman across the middle. No, right side slanting in pretty deep across the 20, and it is complete to Tyler Carey. Coverage was just a hair soft on that. The defender was there, Matt Luera, but and he's one of their tougher defenders. He was right with him, but it was just an example of the arm that Brandon Merriman has. A good, strong throw. There was no loft to it. And it's first and 10 from the 15. Cougars off to the start they want. Merriman calls his slot from the right side into motion, decides to give it up the gut to Henderson. Henderson, 4 or 5 yards. They'll take those tough yards up the middle if they can get them. Tackle on the play by Cruz. Cruz, a senior, you may recall one of the last times we saw Enterprise. This is our first broadcast. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to a Foothill broadcast earlier, but we're just tickled to see him in this game. Cruz, I mentioned, one of their top defensive players and captains. He's back from an injury. They give it on the counter, right side. Nobody even touches. Excuse me, I just totally got faked out on that one. I thought Henderson was in the end zone. He ran that beautifully. He faked me out. Because he didn't have the football. Well, let's try this again. Merriman kept it. They have the dark jerseys and the dark pants, the black jerseys, black pants, and it sure does make that option tough. Merriman lofting it into the corner of the end zone right there. Caught by Carey, right corner, touchdown. That was just a little pitch and catch out there. The defender had little chance to stop him. Jahari Johnson has got great height, but he didn't know where the ball was, and that's one of those things that with more experience, he will get past that, because you have got to know that ball is in the air with his height. He's got to be able to go up and at least fight for it. So, about a 10-yard touchdown pass, 9:08 on the clock, point after, the kick is up, and it is good by Kyle Dendis, and right away, 9:08 in the first, a 10-yard pass from Merriman to his buddy, Tyler Carey. Carey's caught 25 passes now, 26, counting the earlier one. So 26 passes, and it's now 7-0 Foothill. Let's keep it right here. Tell you a little bit about Foothill on offense. We just saw them. Of course, Joey Brown is the head coach. Enterprise now will come out, and they'll try to move the ball in the same way. They'll try to use a bit of a hurry up. Neither team likes to spend a lot of time in the huddle. Chris Combs, an alum of Enterprise, been rebuilding this team. He took over in 2017, late that season, and they've had some signs of greatness, but after a rough year last year, they thought maybe they'd begin to turn it around, and they've had some close games this season, and we've seen them play, but they just haven't been able to pull one out. They have a talented offensive back in Cortinas, and they have some terrific receivers. We will just see what comes of it. Let's see who they've got. They've changed who they've got back returning kicks right now. The kick will be fielded by one of the upbacks, right around the 16, 17-yard line, down near the 30. And it looked like that was Aiden Borges on the return, got down to the 29-yard line, and that is where we'll get our first look at the Enterprise Hornets Pro Style spread. They've been using more, less of the razzle-dazzle we've seen them with in the past, less of the spread stuff, and more of the between-the-tackles running. But right now they come out, they have trips to the right on the left side hash mark, and they're out of the gun to start it off. Man coverage, Jahari's down the left sideline, and Merriman was covering him. And he does just barely not catch it. It was off his hand, battered to the ground. But, I mean, Merriman was on him defensively. Now, Foothill has some experience on the defensive side of the football. They've been strong. They've got big hitters in the middle. Dylan Wiegand is their leading tackler. We'll call his name quite a bit tonight. And a few others. We'll let you know a little bit about them. They've got four down linemen right now. They're looking at a pass. Again, trips to the left. They're not bringing anybody extra. A little bit of a draw, a little delay there. And hitting the backfield, one-armed, was Eli Cortinas. He didn't get much, if anything. Got kind of wrapped up over there. That was Brad Reagan. Bradley Reagan made the first hit. By the way, I didn't tell you, Don Stradley is starting this first series for Enterprise. Pierce Embry is expected to play. Apparently was sick earlier in the week. Had to miss a couple of games. And, a couple of days of practice, or at least a day of practice. Not 100%. So he is expected to play. He has been their starter this year. We got a penalty on the play against Foothill. And in fact, let's see, they'll move it up five. It was offsides. So it'll still be third down, but now it's a little more palatable. Third and five. Again, Don Stradley, the senior, getting his first start this season for the Hornets. Out of the pistol. Is he audibilizing? He may be. As trips to the right, a man just to his right in the backfield. That is Cortinas. Not giving it to Cortinas. He's going left, and he is hit after faking the handoff. It goes into the backfield. I mean, it goes down, and we've got a flag on the play. And it looks like it may have been on the hit in the backfield. Let's see. Yes, indeed. And it's going to be 15 against Reagan. And they're going to mark off a big one on what was appeared to be a big defensive play. So they're going to pull the chains. That's a break for Enterprise. We mentioned that Stradley getting his first start. Zach McNeil has got a bit of a wrist problem. He's been playing with a broken wrist, I understand. So he's mainly getting snaps on defense. Boy, Enterprise, so much for that team that's been running the ball up the middle there. Now they do give it to Cortinas. He doesn't find a hole and doesn't peek for one either. Just sticks his helmet and shoulder pads down. Winds up losing a couple of yards. Whole bunch of guys in there on that hit, including big number 77. That's Andy Hughes, a junior, getting some snaps up there. Had a beautiful rendition of the national anthem before the game, and it is a perfect night for high school football. So Stradley under center. No, he's not. He's again taking the pistol, looking to throw. Play action, fakes it. Now he decides to run up the gut. He's wrapped up after getting across the goal line, picks up maybe two. Dropped on the play by Zach Brown, strong side linebacker. He's a junior, second on the team with 34 tackles total, 15 solo tackles on the season coming into this game. Again, four down. Looks like they're manning up on the coverage. Trips to the left now. Single back in the pistol. Shotgun looking to throw. Right side, that's where one receiver is. It's complete to Wyatt over there at about the 42, first down for Enterprise. Wyatt Rivera, a senior, that's his seventh catch of the year. He averages about 10 yards a catch, just a nice little down and out, well thrown in front of the coverage. And we're seeing a good arm from Stradley. Obviously, we don't know much about him. Not only our game of the week, but again, this is Shasta County Sports Game of the Week, so it's cool to see their coverage give up the middle. Not much doing there for Tinas. They did a terrific job previewing this game. Of course, Enterprise in a big shootout last week wound up losing at Pleasant Valley. PV beat them 45-21, and Foothill won on the road 35-20 at Fortuna. And I guess there was some fog in that game, really kind of hard to see and so on. Cortinas, by the way, has, I believe he's got his 4 yards, which would put him over 1,000 on the season. All right, Hornets. Again, now this is a deeper shotgun. He's not in the pistol. He's deeper, about 5-6 yards back. Throw left side to Merriman. Excuse me, not to Merriman. Wrong team, Brent. To Jason Butcher, who's one of their top receivers. It was incomplete. He was just kind of slanting off down to the left flats, and I think more than anything, Stradley just realized he needed to get rid of that ball. Stradley gets the signal. They line up. They get the sign from the sideline, try to hurry it as much as they can. Cortinas is his lone back. Kanoa Seifong, one of the receivers out to the left side. Jahari Johnson, of course, one of their big money guys, looking to throw to Jahari. He's in man coverage with Merriman, but I think that ball, there was a little bit of a misread. If he, being the quarterback Stradley, throws post, Jahari Johnson has him beat. There's no doubt about it. But he didn't go post on it. He threw it to the corner route and just overthrew everybody. But, I mean, he had somebody if he'd have gone for it. So they're going to have to kick the ball. Pierce Embry into punt. He'll be standing at midfield. In fact, on his own 49.5-yard line, where he's set to take the snap. Gets a pretty good one. Pooches it a little. He's getting it down, trying to get it to die inside the 10. It's rolling. Takes an Enterprise roll. What a beauty. And it's down on about the 1-foot line. Terrific special teams play. Oh, did it get into the end zone? Oh, my. Jahari Johnson let it roll, and it must have been touching the goal line. So what would have been downed on the 1 will be 1st and 10 on the 20. We're going to keep it right here because, as I've mentioned, both teams like to hurry up right now. This game brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash here on KC and Arbor. Keeping it right here. They're going to set it 1st and 10 on the 20. I'm telling you right now, the guys in the red and black, black jerseys, black pants, red helmets, and the silver trimming. Those Cougars coming out ready to go. They are ready. So we saw a couple of nice things there from the quarterback, Stradley. Not sure if Stradley will play further into the game. It wasn't set in stone by Chris Combs. He just knew that Stradley was going to be playing at least the first series. They're trying to get the ball set. There we go. Our officiating crew. Some sweaters out there. Donnie Ray is the guy who's the lead officiate tonight. He is your referee. He's wearing the white hat. He's blowing the whistle. That counts. All right, now they go pistol. Looking to throw. Oh, it would have been perhaps a race to pay dirt. Incomplete. Falls off the hands of Tyler Carey. A nice quick slant in. He just threw a move on Jahari Johnson. I'm not sure with Johnson's speed that he would have been able to beat him to the end zone, but it would have been a foot race, and they can both fly. We will see that man-to-man matchup again. Single back in the backfield. This time it's Cooper Lilloli. Merriman gives it to Lilloli, left side. Big penetration there and dropped for a loss by Enterprise's defense.
It's like Josh Peterson maybe over there. They got some good penetration, pushed back the left side offensively of Foothill. So Foothill now looking at a second and 14, third and 14. Merriman going down that right sideline. Johnson has his man beat. It is complete across midfield, out of bounds or inbounds at about the 25-yard line. Jahari Johnson was beaten that time by Tyler Carey. He had yardage on him. And in fact, I think if Merriman had it to do over again, he would not have lofted it as much as he did. He's got the arm to get it there because that allowed Johnson to get back on coverage. He was beaten. He was beaten badly. And Merriman and Carey hook up again on a big gainer. And single back is Lalonde again. Play action, looking to throw. Left side, it's complete to Dustin Niles. Niles, a little screen on the left side. Now they're on the left side hash mark. Picked up about six. Second down and four. Merriman has a good arm. Again, we've seen him throw the sharp pass on the slant in. We've seen him throw it on the post in. He's lofted it up a couple of times there, and I think he's got to have the confidence because if he just throws it downfield style, Johnson could have never caught him. He had a good 5 yards on him. Give it up the middle. This time, let's see if that was Henderson back in the game. Got maybe two. Couple of yards. Checking his play. No, it was Cooper again. And he's a junior. Going to be a big part of their future next year. We're at 2:20 now on the clock in the first quarter. Man in motion from the wing left to right. That's who they give it to. Scooching around the right side, but then dropped in his tracks. That was Chris Ostergren. Where's Chris Ostergren on my? Oh, we got a couple of Ostergrens. We got Joe. We got Chris. Chris is. They're both seniors, of course. All right. So they have Chris Ostergren wide to the left. Trips out there to the left. A little bit of their own medicine. Hathaway's over there as well. They bring that man left to right. Merriman looking to throw. Pocket starts to fade on him, so he scoops up the middle. Puts a huge move on the defender as he goes into the end zone for the touchdown. I mean, he just juked Pierce Embry right out of the cleats, right about the five. That is the running the danger of the legs of Brandon Merriman. Merriman saw it. The pocket began to split. It opened up for him right. Straight ahead, and he zipped straight ahead about 25 yards for the touchdown. Foothill now up 13-0, 1:25 in the first on the clock. But a very impressive Merriman run, and in fact, an impressive drive led by Merriman. That point after is good, and it is 14-0, Foothill leading Enterprise. This game of the week is brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back. Bill Johnson Field. And you caught me snacking on a fig bar. Got to do what you got to do to keep the energy up for a game like this one. Brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. Beautiful night tonight. Nice crowd.
This is a 21 and over.
A minute 25 to go in the first quarter, and Enterprise is going to have to show something. We will see if they go back to their regular starting quarterback, Jahari Johnson, back to return the kick, I believe. Toe goes the leather, and we are back at it. Again, a short kick up back, not able to fit, and they just have to fall on it at the 25. The up back trying to field it was Mikey Hartman, and it just kind of took one of those bad hops, kind of like the Yankees had in yesterday's game where zip, it was underneath the glove.
Kick is recovered by the Hornets.
So the Hornets will start at first and 10. Minute 23 to go here in the first quarter play, wanting to put something together. And they are sticking right now with Don Stradley, who showed a good arm. And Embry's going to get plenty of snaps defensively and otherwise, regardless. They send a man in motion. That's Seifong left to right. Actually, it's given left to right on the wing back. Nice little pickup there for... Is that Matt Luera in at the wing? I believe it was. Trying to get a feel for some of the changes they're making. Yeah, they've got Luera in. He's at one of the wings right now. Cortinas obviously in the backfield. A 15-yard penalty on the defense. Ouch. So far, the biggest yardage gains have been a couple of 15-yard penalties assessed. Against the Foothill defense. Haven't seen any carries for Mikey Hartman yet. They've just been going with that single back. Man in motion from the wing right side. Now the quarterback's going to keep it right up the gut. There wasn't a hole there. Not sure that was an option. I think it was a design play, but it wasn't the right one. Jason Butcher was the guy in motion. So we're seeing Enterprise. They tricked me. They didn't give me any heads up. Not that they should. But they're running that old razzle-dazzle a little bit. They've spread the field out again. So Jahari Johnson's out wide to the left. Big receiver for them. He's one of the guys. He has a slot there as well. Looking left and then throwing right on a little button hook underneath. It is complete right side to Wyatt Rivera. That'll be a pickup of about... six, so it's third down and about five right now.
5 yards, third down and five.
Looking over for the sign for the play. Luera, one of the wings.
And that's going to do it.
And that's going to allow the first quarter to tick away. Gives Enterprise and their new quarterback, if Stradley is indeed going to stay in the game, a chance to kind of get on the right page. We will see if that's the case when we return. That's the end of the first quarter. You're listening to the game of the week. It's Foothill Entertaining Enterprise from Palo Cedro, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. First down, first play from scrimmage while we were away. Cortinas ran it off the right tackle, but a flag on the play against Enterprise, so they'll march it back. So Enterprise is going in front of us left to right. That's from the north to the south at the stadium here, where the Cougars are now defending that south end zone. And Enterprise going left to right on offense. Just starting the second quarter of play. If you've just joined us, Foothills offense has looked very good and very balanced. and they have a 14-0 lead. Enterprise is coming out, trying to spread it out, show some different things. And they have Don Stradley in as the starting quarterback, and he is still in this game. He has trips to the right. Bad snap. Now throws it to a man in double coverage. It's tipped away. Almost caught, but incomplete. But coming back and almost making that catch was Aiden Borges, the junior. It was in double coverage, but he made a choice there to throw the football. And now we are going to go on ahead and see Pierce Embry come back in at quarterback. So Embry, who missed last year, but he missed some practice time this week because of illness. So, you know, if a guy misses it, oh, let me take that wrong. Embry's in to kick. I thought they were going to go for it. But Embry is going to punt. So I don't know if Embry's going to be back in at quarterback. We got a timeout called by Foothill. So I'll try to get it all together. But Foothill's coaching staff, I'm trying to really get on their defense and their special teams here to be ready for this particular play. We'll take a break. 11:47 to go. Enterprise getting set to punt it away. Game of the week on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Game of the Week brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. Foothill, a nice start to this one. Enterprise now going to have to stop them on short field because there was a they're going to have to punt it away. Well, they don't want us to have to stop them on a short field. So Embry gets it away pretty good line drive kick down the left sideline, and it is going to roll dead this time, going to be down at about the 13-yard line. So it winds up being a nice punt without a return. Foothill set to take over again on offense. Embry with another good punt, and that is that's an important part of any team, but we'll see if he comes back into the game as a quarterback. All right. Defensively, Enterprise has to make a stand. Foothill with that 14-0 lead. They have had some pretty tight games in this series. Five of the last six times they have met, it's been decided by a touchdown or less. Foothill won big last year, 42-28. All right, here we go. They've got a single back still. Trips to the left, right side hash mark. Throwing left side, setting up the screen, incomplete. Chris Ostergren was out there. It was off his hands, incomplete. They were worried it might have been a fumble there for a minute, but it wasn't. It was, or was it? What, do we got a penalty? They're going to mark off five? I know he didn't catch it. Well, that one was a surprise to me, so it's second. No, it isn't. They had it right. All right, I had it right. Second down and 10. Merriman, again, quarterback. Gives it to the man up the gut. That's Henderson. No gain on the play. Second down. Third down and 10. Lalali back in. Tyler Carey, one of your wideouts to the left. Chris Ostergren is in a slot there. And Dustin Niles way to the left. We've got another receiver out to the right. They're in the center of the field. Up against their own end zone. Merriman has a man in single coverage. Left sideline. It is pulled away and complete by Dustin Niles. He reached up and battled Matt Luera for it. It's complete across midfield. Caught at about the 45-yard line. We're going to have a flag on the play. The 45-yard line of Enterprise. He rolled down to the 43 where he made the catch, but we've got a penalty. Let's see if we can hear the official this time.
Dead ball, number 6 on the defense.
So it was called against Enterprise, a dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike. You heard Donnie Ray there. That was Luera on the coverage. Not sure what he was, he said something. He thought it was incomplete. There's no replay in high school football, of course. Tyler Carey, now their left side hash mark, single back. They've marked it off. Ray, again, is blowing his whistle. Let's see. He's marking something. He may have to mark that down as an unsportsmanlike with 10:50 to go. If a player gets multiple unsportsmanlikes, I believe it could be ejected from a game. Would not expect that to happen very often, but I'm sure Luer just felt like he should have dropped. He dropped it or it hit the ground. All right, Merriman still in that pistol, single back behind him. And it's a bad snap, and we got a flag and all kinds of movement. So, and pushing and loving and not loving, shoving. But these two teams, hey, these schools have had some battles over the years. Come on down here into the foothills. Come on down the hill. Enterprise comes down from Reading. Or Reading goes. Or Foothill goes over there. Either way, these kids know each other. But there's been some battles over the years. Now they send in a motion, man in motion left to right. And this, again, we got a flag. First one was against Foothill. We might have some. We've got procedure. Let's see again.
Head ball. Snap and fraction. 57 on the
outside. Yep. So we had an offsides. This time it was up on the line. Brad Reagan got whistled. Looks like Reagan's in there snapping right now. All right, in the gun, right behind him with his blonde locks. That's how I can tell it's Cooper Lalonde. Lalonde, the single back, trips to the right, left side hash mark. They give it to Lalonde. Oh, my. He got nowhere. Dropped quickly. Wrapped up by big Jacob Anderson. Now they're changing out some personnel. Got the regular center back in there. Still on left side, but they got second down and about 24 to go. So let's see what Foothill's going to do. They're looking to throw. Rolling right. Has plenty of time. Getting good blocking, good coverage underneath. Nice catch down around the 35, trying to spin back. It'll be a pickup of about 5, but really not much yardage to work with. That was Aiden Hathaway, the junior, making the catch. It'll be third down and about 16. Foothill's only attempted one field goal this year, so you know I'm thinking they're looking for that first down. They need to get it into the red zone. They need to get it across the 20. So Merriman, who's a 59% passer this year, looking to throw, flushed out. They sent some extra bodies. Now rolling right, makes a good turn, moves it back uphill. He's got it across the 30, down to the 25, and Merriman gets the first down all by his lonesome. Wow, that was a good first step to speed once he decided to go. Big run from Aaron. 8:42, they're moving the chains. When they get those set, the clock will begin to tick again. Get Lalonde in the backfield. Carey is your slot. You've got trips out to the left. And a single back to the right, single receiver to the right. Looking to throw to his left. Has two guys in his face, but it's complete to Dustin Niles, who was crossing over from the right side. We've got a flag, and it may, where it's thrown, it's going to probably be a holding just based on where it was. Yeah, it's holding. The rush was really in the face of Merriman, and he showed some guts there. He made the throw, but that's going to move it back. It'll be first and 15. It looked like a heck of a good catch by Dustin Niles, who was the safety receiver there. He was coming from the right side, just a little down and out. And that is where you really see Merriman's arm. Actually, it was they're marking off, of course, 15. So second and 25 with 8:21 to go now here in the second quarter of play. Niles and Chris Ostergren, among the receivers in there for Merriman. Lololi's been the back for quite a while now. If they're giving Henderson some time off or if he's just going one way right now, no word, doesn't appear to have been any injury that we noticed. So they're midfield, so they've got a wing to the left, a slot to the right, and wideouts on either side. Quarterback's going to keep it. Makes a nice move, cuts around the left corner. It's a race to the end zone. No one will catch him. Brendan Merriman, just a dazzling 34-yard run. His second touchdown run of the game. .754 in the second quarter of play, and Merriman has been all world tonight. And Kyle Dennis, the junior kicker, in to try the point after again. It is good. I'll tell you what, I mean, Enterprise's defense, it was, it was a little Matador defense going on there. They just did not recognize that that guy was running, and every single back appeared to be flat-footed. And that may be not be fair. That may just be how fast Merriman got to speed. But somebody's got to close him, and they didn't. And it is 21-0 right now. And Foothill looking pretty tough. Coming into this game in the Eastern League, the EAL, Foothill and Chico, the unbeatens. Foothill 1-0, Chico 2-0, with Shasta, Pleasant Valley 2-1 each, and Enterprise and Red Bluff both looking not only for league wins, but wins on the season. And we will see Shasta next week in the River Bowl. I mean, hey, the River Bowl's the big one, but I got to tell you, for Enterprise, the Foothill game is darn near every bit as big, and so far it's been a tough one for them. They're going to have to make some changes on defense. Old momentum has been in the Cougars' den all night long. Good, strong kickoff by Dendis. It's fielded at the 5, or at the 10, rather, and good return right across the 30-yard line. That was Jason Butcher on the return. So it'll be just outside the 30, 30. We'll call it the 31. And that's where Enterprise will take over on offense. Looks like Don Stradley. Oh, here comes Pierce Embry. So Stradley may take another position. Let's see. Embry back in. So he's been their senior quarterback. Rushed for 136 yards. He's thrown for 636 yards. So now they have two backs in the backfield. A little bit more of what we'd expected to see. Jahar Johnson gets off. Mikey Hartman is the up back. They have a wing setting left side. They try to run behind him, but just not enough surge there on that left side. So Mikey Hartman in at the fullback. Last year averaged just under 8 yards a carry, and this year he's rushed for 93 yards. Cortinas is the tailback, as we mentioned, just crossing 1,000 yards tonight. Let's see, Zach McNeil may have come back in on offense. Nope. I believe that was Aiden Borges. Borges back in. He's at one of the wings, I formation, midfield. Quarterback toss sweep right to Cortinas. Tries to cut inside his blocks, can't do it. He's dropped by a couple of guys over there. Brandon Merriman, one of them. J.D. Wilson, I believe, one of the others. Wilson has a nose. He's a guy that's got some carte blanche there to move around. Lining up at an outside at end right now. They're still just bringing four, running a 44, being a little soft. Embry looking to throw straight downfield. It's complete to Jari Johnson. Goes up, catches it for the first. Still on his feet. The athlete goes left, loses one tackler. Now it takes two, three guys to drop him eventually. Cooper Lalonde over there on the hit. And he's brought down at the 47-yard line. That's what they're looking for, to get it in the hands of that man who is one of the top athletes. I think we're going to be hearing a lot from Jahari Johnson. Came into this game with 14 catches. Leads his team with 263 yards receiving. Averages 19 yards a catch, just under 19 a catch. And now their left side hash mark. Back in the shotgun. Embry sends a man left to right. Gives it on the left-right sweep. Following Cortinas's block, sticking his head down, getting out of bounds at about the 46, but it all may come back. That was Jason Butcher on the sweep right. Let's listen in. Hear what Donnie Ray has to say.
Holding.
So it was holding on that sweep. Ray came from the wing on the left side. Cortina is a good seal block over there, but it would have been a pickup of 9, and that is a big penalty. Yeah, that one hurt you. So it'll be marked back on the 33-yard line. They need to get down to from the point of the foul. They'll get down to the 45 to get a first. Right side hash mark. Pierce Embry back in the saddle. Sends a man in motion right to left. Gives it on a little misdirection off the right side to Cortinas. He's run out of bounds over there. Good misdirection.
Cortinas with another carry for the Hornets.
Pickup of just a couple, though. They're looking to maybe free him into something big. And Foothill is recognizing well. Even though it looks like they're soft up front. Not soft, I'm saying. Even though it looks like their linebackers are pretty deep. They're reading very, very well, and they're getting to the rusher quickly. And that's possible because of the way their defensive line's doing. Embry rolling left, throws against the grain. Johnson had his man beat, but just a little bit overthrown. Good zip on that ball. It's incomplete. It'll be third down and 17. Clock down at 5:25 now. That's the tough play, and he's rolling left. I said throwing against the grain, but no, he wasn't. I believe he's a right-hander. I could have got that one wrong. But he was rolling left, trying to throw, got his body turned at the last minute. Johnson didn't have a bunch of separation, but it was a run and shoot there, and that was a toughie. Borges is wide to the right, actually flanked wide right. They've got two receivers on either side, right side hash mark, looking to throw. Deep down the left sideline, and it's batted away at the 37 of Foothill, incomplete. Good defensive play there by Tyler Carey. These guys are getting in some licks, I got to tell you. They could have called somebody for a little push over there after that play. These kids are coming out. They're bringing the leather. They're bringing the helmets. They used to have leather helmets. That's what that goes back to. They don't have leather helmets anymore. Thank goodness. They're going to have to kick it away. Another good line drive. See if he gets another good roll. Not this time, not so much of a roll, but it goes out of bounds, so there's no return, which most special teams coaches like. It'll be placed at about the 32 with Foothill taking over first and 10 on their own 32-yard line, 5:11 to go. The game of the week brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash here in the second quarter on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
When both these teams go right at it, they don't waste any time. Pass complete. Merriman, the Hathaway left side. He scoots forward, gets down near midfield to the Foothill 48-yard line. First down. Clock rolling down near 5 minutes, and the Cougars have been too much for Enterprise's defense so far. Well, no, it's a Think Pink weekend here in the North State, and I commend students, seniors of both schools wearing their pink tonight, pink ribbons, and having fun with it, and bringing awareness of the fight against breast cancer among women. And tip of the cap to those students. To get it down around the left side, there's Bryce Henderson. Henderson, he's back in the lineup. Nice pickup. One of his bigger runs of the night. He's normally getting those tough yards on the inside. They gave him one off the left tackle, and he picked up about 14. Nice pickup. He's your single back in there right now. Pistol. Left side. They've got a trips to the right, and they do give it to Henderson again, and Henderson gets a block downfield, and he's slung to the ground at the 20 and out of bounds, and there'll be another 15 tacked on that, or half the distance to the goal, because he grabbed him. I think he got him on a horse collar. That was Ray Nichita defending. And that was at the end of the play. Let's listen.
We have personal foul. Face mask, number 5 on the defense.
Well, I called the wrong guy for starters. It was Jason Butcher, so I apologize to Raiden. And Butcher got in. It was also not a horse collar. He got him by the face mask. So that is first and 10
at
the 10-yard line. So it's first and goal just inside the 10. Merriman, still out of the pistol, gives it to the first guy through. That's Henderson, the only guy in the backfield. Left side follows his guard but doesn't get a whole lot. Maybe a yard. Tackle on the play by Mike Hartman. Still left side hash mark. Not going quite as quick now. Trying to, when teams get in the red zone, you want to make sure you get the right calls. Actually, he may not have even gotten a yard. He may have lost a foot. It's still sitting on that 10-yard line. Niles and Ostergren, Chris, to the left. They got twins way to the right in man coverage. Running the option, they give it to Henderson first guy, and Henderson goes right side and has nothing to do. A little misdirection. And got another flag down near the point of contact. And whistles. And officials are going to sort this one out. Let's see. Looks like they're, let's listen again. Donnie Wright.
Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike. Line. Defense number 11. After this is a goal, it'll be third down.
Yeah, that's not going to make Chris Combs very happy. He's had a couple of unsportsmanlikes. Trailing 21-0. You got to get a stop here. He knows it. Everybody in the stadium knows it. Merriman has the play. And Enterprise... Enterprise is going to call a timeout. I am sure that is exactly what Chris and his staff, Chris Thomas, Virgil Woods, Dal Needhammer, and Ron Woolley all are going to have a little tack with the defensive unit. Get them on the right page. Get them all set. And get them ready to try to stop this Foothill Cougar team as we go to a quick break. We're going to keep it right here. Let's go back to that. Let's see if we can't check out the scoreboard. I haven't looked at that yet tonight, have we? See what we got score-wise here in the lovely North State. All right, Northern Section scoreboard. We have a final. Loyalton beat Mercy 46-7. Mercy from Chico, I believe. 46 Maxwell leads Weed 46-0 at halftime. Reading Christian had a big win last week in 8-man, and they're trailing at home 14-13 at half. East Nicholas, that's going to be a big one at the end of the season when East Nick plays UPrep. 13-0 is the lead there at halftime over Mount Shasta. And we'll get to some more scores, certainly at halftime and beyond. Chico leads Red Bluff. We are back in action. Trips to the right. Left side hash mark. Looks to throw on the slant in through behind him. Incomplete. That was one where he zipped it, but it was behind Dustin Niles. You got to put it right on those pads, man. Got to hit his numbers. He got plowed pretty good after the ball fell, and they're going to try, let's see what they're going to go. Then try a field goal, which if you haven't tried many of them, you got to get your field goal kicker some reps, and that is what Foothill is going to try to do. According to the stats on Max Preps, if they are correct, Dendis is 0 for 1 on field goal attempts this year. Merriman will hold. And they're basically running it as if it were a point after. Now they've got everybody in. They got 11 guys. All right. Snap's going to be, ball's going to be placed on the 11, so make it a 21-yard field goal. It has plenty of distance, and it's good. So with 2:54 to go here in the second quarter, a 24-yard field goal by Kyle Dendis, and it's 24-0 Foothill. We'll be back with more Game of the Week brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash from Bill Johnston Field on KCNR.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, while we were away, there was a penalty running into the kicker. So guess what? It's first and goal now, I believe. Or is it fourth down? No, well, they get to replay fourth down. And they're going to go for it from the 3. So that's a big one. Made a big difference. And the officials are now going to blow the whistle, and actually Foothill is going to take a timeout. All right, let's keep it right here because we don't want to miss it, because they're going to be going for it. We told you Chico leading Red Bluff 14-0 in the second. Boy, tough year for the Spartans. Gridley up on Las Plumas 7-0 at halftime. Paradise leading Willows. Boy, Paradise, how about that team? Boy, those Bobcats, something. 34-0 in the second quarter. Fall River at Portola 14-6. Orland on top of Wheatland 7-0. Tough night for Anderson at home. The Cubs are being thumped by Lassen. I told you that Lassen-West Valley game is going to be the game, isn't it? Lassen 28, Anderson nothing in the second. Pierce is on top of Sparta 21-0, and Sutter is beating Oroville right now 21-0. Those are the big scores. Shasta off this week. I would imagine that their coaching staff may be scouting this game. Who knows? They could even be listening to this game on the radio. We would, of course, be flattered always to know there's football folks out there listening. All right, we're going to go back at it now. Single back. He's going to throw. Throws it towards the end zone, slanting, and it's incomplete right off the fingertips. It should have been 6. It's incomplete, and that'll give it over on downs. Chris O had a shot at it. Just, a nice little down and out. They had two receivers over to the right. He was looking to throw it quick. You've seen it in the NFL all the time. They will run that with tight ends a lot of times. His quarterback gives him a hug as he comes off to say, hey, we'll get him next time. So they give it over on downs. So instead of being 24-0, that field goal is erased. And now Enterprise has the daunting task of trying to go 97 yards in 2 minutes and 50 seconds. So first thing you want to do is figure out where Jahari Johnson is. He's out wide to the left. Wide to the right is Wyatt Rivera, and oh my goodness, there's a flag. Some movement up front. And it's going to be offsides by offense. Halftime will come at a good time as the Hornets will try to, and they've been a good third quarter team. I want to point that out. And that was very much in the mindset of Foothill's Joey Brown. He made that very clear. He said, hey, Enterprise is able to come back. and you don't want to give them a chance. We saw that in the broadcast that we did with them against Red Bluff. They held on. All right, they give it left side to Cortinas, try to get some room up front. Did they get back to the original line of scrimmage? They're not going to do anything to try to stop that clock. I think they may have a timeout left. It doesn't really matter at this point. You just don't want to get a safety. You'd like to get a first down. You don't want to leave enough time. So the hurry-up aspect, not part of what's going on. They're running a huddle, in fact, right now. They're trying to use up as much as they can of the clock. 2:15 and counting down. Cortinas in the backfield. They've got an eye formation. Mikey Hartman, the fullback. They give it to Cortinas following Hartman. He gets some breathing room now down near the 10-yard line. It'll be third down and 6. Call it the 7. He got to the 7. Clock just not moving fast enough. If you're Enterprise, they want to kind of reset. They want to go into the locker room, push reset. You know? Foothills looking like a team that's won a couple in a row. They're looking like a team that, you know, wants to be a factor. Wants to run at that EAL title. Minute 20 now and counting down. Again, they give it up the gut. Whole bunch of guys piling on. Whistle sounds. We got a timeout. Oh, Foothill's going to use that last timeout. They want to stop it. That looks like, well, they certainly got him short of the first down. So Foothill calls the timeout. That forces Enterprise to punt on third down and 4. And there'll be a minute 13 when we return. All right, here we are when they get back to it. So Enterprise is going to have to punt out of their own end zone. And Foothill trying to get the right defensive play. They really want to probably get the right offensive scheme in there as well. A lot of the guys, of course, play both ways. Minute 13. Now on the clock, they reset it. Enterprise still not back out on the field in the huddle with the timeout. Officials have not ushered them off yet. The Foothills band does a great job. You've heard them throughout the game. They have some grandstands in the end zone for them. All right, down in the east. Is that the east? Got to get my sights right. South end zone. Good line drive punt again. Going to hit at about the 42, 45. Enterprise wants to use up as much time as they can so they don't down it. They let it roll down at the 48-yard line. A minute 5 to play in the half. Foothill will take it over. First and 10 on the Enterprise 47-yard line, they're going to put it on. And Foothill will be right side hash mark, moving right to left. Enterprise's defense, a little gassed out there. Foothill coming out again in the pistol, single back, just about 2 yards behind the quarterback who takes the snap. Looks right. He had two receivers there, one cutting back, nice little button hook, 10 yards down. It's complete. Clock still ticking, 9.5 yards, 55 seconds now on the play. Carey was the receiver. Wasn't one of those where he could try to run it. It was just a down little curl. Looking to throw again. Again right side in coverage. Again it's Carey. Again complete. Two guys dragging. He tried to turn it upfield, get down to the 26. They've got to keep moving. The clock will stop only until they can get the chains going. And I am sure the Enterprise sideline, Coach Combs, is not happy it's taking that long, and now they are going to snap it. Merriman looks to throw left side. It's complete, but they won't be able to stop the clock at the 18-yard line. Nice catch over there by Chris O inside the 20 on the 18. They need to get did they get the first? I don't believe so. That's second down and one. Merriman looking to throw. He needs an incomplete pass. If anything, almost overthrows it right side. It's incomplete. He needed that. That'll stop the clock with 11. So 11 seconds to go. Second down, third down and less than a yard. That is not what they care about. It's where it's placed right now. The ball is sitting on the 12.5, 13-yard line. Left side hash mark, so they're squinched up there. Strong side would be a wing and a fly out to the left and two guys way wide right. Looking to throw, good block in the backfield. Throws it to a crossing receiver, left to right, dragged down by his jersey and brought down on the two. But we have a flag on the play. Terrific catch by Chris Ostergren. He got down close and then a flag down where he was tackled. And they grabbed him by the jersey and then slung him around. And let's see. Let's listen. And they're still trying to sort it out. If it's, there's 2.5 seconds on the clock. And I think that's fair, considering there was a penalty, and there's 2.5 seconds to go. That gives the dentist a chance to try a field goal again. So the ball is placed on the 8-7-yard line. Call it an 8. Call it the 8, and call it an 18-yard field goal. It's good. So as time expires, dentist a 18-yard field goal. And it is now 24-0 Foothill. Enterprise just got to figure out a way to stop Brandon Merriman and his Brandon Merriman's friends and his merry men, because that has been the big difference. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. It's halftime, 24-0 Foothill on top.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. We are at halftime. The Enterprise cheerleaders doing their routine out on the field here at Bill Johnston Stadium along Cougar Creek. Let's bring you up to date. It's 24-0 Foothill. They've been very impressive tonight. Enterprise just not been able to really get it going, and then they've started to hurt themselves with some penalties. Bringing you some updates on scores. Looking like Chico going to halftime. Chip Thompson on Twitter, editor, of course, for the Red Bluff Daily News and guest on Scorecard Scribblings with yours truly on Wednesday night here not too long ago. Chip is at that game, and Chico's up 21-0 on Red Bluff. So Red Bluff looks like they're going to remain undefeated, and Chico will remain undefeated atop the EAL, and that is who right now the Foothill Cougars will be looking at and will be tied with. And by the way, now the Foothill High School cheerleaders are out on the field, and they're all wearing pink ribbons for Breast Cancer Awareness Think Pink Weekend. So both cheerleading squads doing a terrific job tonight with that. All right, elsewhere, we mentioned, we'll get you a recap on this one. Sutter, 21-0 over Oroville at halftime. So it looks like Sutter is back to being their old invincible selves. Lassen, now they've gone to half at Anderson. Tough one for the Cubs. Lassen up 34-0 at half. I think that may be more of a sign of, a little post-West Valley for Anderson, maybe a little letdown, probably a little beat up after last week, and taking on a very good Lassen team, 34-0 there. Let's see what else we have for you. Checking out some other scores. Bernie, it's a final. Bernie, how about Bernie? I think they've gone to eight-man, and they're dominant now, right now, beating Greenville 40-11. So that's a pretty convincing win. Halftime, Live Oak leads Durham 7-6. Run down looking for some other scores. We'll recap this one in a little bit. And that's what we see there. We'll check the scoreboard, run back over to Max Prep, see if they've got any more updates. Again, Shasta is off this week. On the big games from the Reading area, Hayfork and Reading Christian just getting into the second half. Hayfork's up on that one, 14-13. East Nicholas now leads Mount Shasta 25-0. We have a UPrep final. Is that a final? UPrep looks like the Panthers have beaten the Williams Yellow Jackets. I think that is what folks expected, but it's an important win for UPrep. They are now with the 36-8 win. UPrep now in the Mid-Valley League, and they'll be changing leagues. They'll have a new league next year. And they're going to improve to 2-0. That'll be, I believe, their fifth straight win. And East Nicholas down the road, that could be the last week of the season for that league championship. And East Nicholas is very, very good. Both those teams looking like they're going to be 6-1 after today. So that could be another pretty cool matchup. We're thinking about making that our game of the week, the last week of the season. We'll decide that when we get a little bit closer. Las Plumas is on the board now in the third, tied with Gridley, even at 7. Paradise is going to roll past Willows. There's no stopping the Bobcats. 43-0 in the second. Fall River 14-7 now at half over Portola. Orland and Wheatland heading to halftime. Orland holding on to the shutout 14-0. Pierce also heading towards halftime. They're not yet in the second quarter, shutting out Esparto 28-0. We haven't gotten anything from Corning Central Valley. I'd like to get an update there with, I think that's a pretty big game. Central, if they could pull off a win at home, that would mean an awful lot for them. Sutter, we mentioned that they were winning over Orville pretty big, 21-0, I believe that is the score we had for you. And Biggs on top of Aetna, 14-6. So let's look at some of the scores. When we come back, we will recap the first half of this northern section clash between the Foothill Cougars, who are lead, and the Enterprise Hornets. Foothill leading the Hornets 24-0 at halftime. We'll recap the scoring when we return. You're listening to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Jean commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. You can hear the Foothill Band. You want to listen into a little bit of that? Listen to this. It sounds like this is like the pep band. I'm not sure. Let's listen to a little bit of this, huh? Jared, I'm just going to let it play a little. It's the Foothill drum line showing that. I guess I'm not hip with things anymore. How about that? Good job. We could listen to that all night long. Gotta love drum line. All right, so let's recap that scoring. Well, Foothill came in as the favored team, but this is a big rivalry. These are teams that and schools that know so much about each other. And coming out of the gate, you knew Enterprise had to really amp it up defensively. Foothill has the big quarterback, one of the most efficient offenses, and they certainly looked to me like they were really clicking. I hate to use the cliches, but, yeah, they had multiple cylinders working smoothly. I don't know if all of them are working smoothly, but the main thrust of things, Brandon Merriman doing a nice job of throwing the ball downfield, really trying to stretch out and kind of shock that Enterprise defense in their first series. With 9:08 to go in the first, he hits Tyler Carey, who goes in to score on the 10-yard touchdown pass, 7-0. The point after was good. And then a little bit later, minute 25 to go in the first, again, Merriman getting some good runs, some terrific downfield catches, but some nice catches after the runs after the catch by a couple of guys, but mainly Carey in that particular drive. And Merriman runs it in from 15 out. It's 14-0. In the second, Merriman had a terrific run. I mean, In the first quarter, he was. They really were putting some heat on him in the backfield, and they split it open. It was not a designed running play. Neither was it in the second quarter when he broke through and just. I mean, there was just like a matador defense. Like the waves parted. No one was going to challenge Merriman. He went 34 yards for the score. That made it 21 to nothing. And that was with 7:54 to go in the second. They tried to go with 2:54. They went for a field goal. Kyle Dendis kicked a field goal, but there was a penalty on the play. And they then elected to go for a touchdown instead with just seconds to go on the clock. I don't know why I'm getting so much noise behind me here in this press box, but here you go. Anyway, Dendis did get another chance to kick again as time expired, and that made it 24 to nothing. Foothills. So that's where we stand at halftime. Enterprise is going to have to they were frustrated, I think, defensively. They weren't able to come up with the right schemes and ran into a very good, tough-to-stop defense. Checking out our friends at Shasta County Sports. They've got some halftime stats we can steal from them off their Twitter feed, hashtag NorCalScores and hashtag Shasta County Sports. Enterprise, these are stats compiled by ShastaCountySports.com. They do a terrific job. For Foothill, they have Merriman with 11 out of 15 passing, 199 yards, and 79 yards rushing, and two touchdowns. He has a touchdown pass, two touchdowns rushing. Henderson, 7 yards, seven rushes, 46 yards. Carey's caught 5 balls, 105 yards in that touchdown we mentioned. Niles, a couple of receptions. Chris Ostergren, 2 receptions for 25 yards. And Aiden Hathaway, a junior receiver, a couple of catches for 20 yards. That is a big first half advantage for Foothill over Enterprise. For Enterprise, oh gosh, not a lot of offense to speak of. And I'm not sure. I think they may even have the total yardage on this. And yeah, they have Foothill outgaining Enterprise 317 to 53 in yardage in the opening half. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Teams are back on the field. We're not just about ready for kickoff in the second half. It's the game of the week on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back, and I didn't give you those stats on Enterprise in the first half. Stradley started the game as quarterback, completed 2 out of 6 for 19 yards, and Embry came in. 1 out of 3 for 13 yards. Cortinas, you're talking about, with Cortinas, you're talking about an offensive power in this this season, a guy that has 7 touchdowns and 600-yard games on the year, and he has 9 carries for 16 yards. He needed only 4 yards coming into the game to pass 1,000 yards. He did get that, but not a whole lot more. And Rivera caught a couple of passes. Wyatt Rivera for 59 yards. I think the other reception was by Johari Johnson. All right, we're just about ready to get started. This game of the week brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. And the officiating crew of Donnie Ray back at it. Enterprise will get it on offense to start the second half. And the band is returned. Returning to the end zone, the fans are returning to their seats. It's a beautiful night here at the ballpark. Glad you could join us listening wherever you are tonight on KCNR, KCNR1460.com, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for tuning in. Not ready to get going. Kyle Dendis, the junior place kicker, will be kicking off. Ball placed on the 40. Here to start the second half of play, going right to left on the field in front of me. Toe meets leather, and the kick is Fielded about the 17 by Enterprise down across towards the 30. Pretty good return down the left side. Some big hitting on that wedge. And it'll be closer to the 30. Let's see where they place it. Enterprise, decent field to start this third quarter in this drive. Enterprise needs one. Now, they came out, the Hornets did, in a spread more than they've been running in recent games. And then eventually ditched that. But Embry didn't start the game. He'd been ill earlier in the week. And Don Stradley played into the second quarter, started into the second quarter. Embry is back in at quarterback. And they've got a wing to the right, an I formation behind Embry. He gives it to the tailback. That's Eli Cortinas. And they know they got to get Cortinas going. But so far, the guys up front, Roberts and Cisco, Butler, J.D. Wilson, fill in the holes, Wiegand, Brown, Lalulli, Lee, all those guys, I'm giving you all their names, Reagan, J.D. Wilson, I mentioned him. They've just been tough up to gut. So I think you need Enterprise a little more misdirection. Let's listen to a penalty.
Got legal participation on your offense, 1 year on the field, 15-yard penalty.
Ah, a 15-yard penalty, going to be marched off. I believe one of the players couldn't get off the field in time. And so we just used to call that too many men on the field. I think they call it illegal participation. It's a fancier word. Hey, but, you know, Donnie Ray, he's got it down. And they, and kudos to the to Foothill, because I think it's the best referee microphone that we've had this year. Right, they toss it left side. Cortinas follows his blocker, sticks his hand out to follow the guy in front of him. Mikey Hartman still gets very little pursuit. Very good laterally up and down that line. If he got a yard, he got an inch. I mean, it's not much. They're calling it second and 25, 11 minutes to go. I mean, the scheming, whatever Enterprise has been doing, they're just not winning the battle up front right now on offense. Now, they're going to break it up a little bit, go back to the shotgun. Embry has Cortinas to his right, moving left to right. Looking to throw, has a man going down and out about 6 yards in. Complete to Butcher across the 20, the 22-yard line, dropped there. Good coverage by Tyler Carey. Excuse me, let's correct that. Good, give coverage where coverage is due. That was Zach Braun. Carey's on the other side of the field. So now, right side hash mark again, moving left to right is Enterprise. They're wearing the white on white, black numerals, gold trim. Against the Cougars, black on black, white to silver numerals, silver edging, and the shiny red helmets. Snapping the pistol to give it to Cortinas. He had no prayer of getting it out of the backfield. They have just worn them out up front. I mean, a big man up. It was he hit him and drove him into the ground. That was Brad Reagan. Enterprise just not able to get the bread and butter going. And not able to find a way to get Jahari Johnson or one of their other guys. So the man coverage has been good on Foothill's side. They have stopped the run tonight, and that is what they have needed to do. Good kick. Had to hit a line drive because he had some pressure coming, and there might be a penalty after the kick. Well, let's see. Rolls out of bounds. Now we got a flag after the play. I'm not sure if it's going to be roughing the kicker. A personal foul. It looked like he got tied up. The Enterprise lineman who was trying to block on that play, Kobe Rodriguez, got tied up with a guy trying to come in and block that kick for Foothill, and you know, let's just say it didn't work out well. I think it was Travis Lee. Now they're going to set it up. I'm telling you, Foothill, they don't even want to let those chains get set. So it's going to be great field position for them. Enterprise defense, again, facing a short field. They have got to be worn out. Those kids that play both ways up front for the Hornets, I know everybody should be in shape this time of year, but I don't care who you are. Foothill has just brought it tonight. Enterprise needs a big play of some kind. We've had no turnovers in this game. Hornets just have not gotten their offense going. 9:14 on the clock. The officials, I think, are trying to purposely slow things down because it's not fair to start offensively when there's no chain set and things of that nature. Now he's whistling the start. Now they're ready to go back. Merriman in the shotgun, set to take the snap, has one man behind him, looks to throw, charging through, slanting in, driving in, touchdown, Tyler Carey. Just a beautiful slant from the right wideout position, inside his man, drove straight up the center of the field, and it is a touchdown. We'll call it 30 yards. Merriman to Carey. They have very good precision passing game right now. Merriman is not missing. He threw behind one guy, but I think he's now something like 12 out of 16. Snaps down, kick is up. It is good. It is 30-0. 31. 31-0, I believe. It was 24. Add 7. That's 31 with 9:08 to go. All right, well, we're in the third quarter, and so far it is still all Foothill Game of the Week, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Well, welcome back. We'll call it a 34-yard slant pass reception on the touchdown to Tyler Carey. So that's, I believe, his second TD reception. It's been a tough night for Enterprise. Let's see if they'll try to come out and throw the ball a little bit more. Kyle Dendis puts toe to leather, line drive kick, fielded by one of the up backs at about the 15-yard line, picking up some blocks and moving down across the 30 to the 33. For Foothill, it was Dylan Weigand on the tackle, big senior linebacker. Johnson had fielded the kick. He's in the game wide to the left. Wyatt Rivera wide to the right. The quarterback, Pierce Embry, looks to the sideline for the play, which they will send in. People will say, well, why don't you know what the play is when you're going out there? Because they're looking at the defensive alignment, and that's where they make the decision. But I tell you, it's been mano a mano. And it's looked like they should be able to run the ball, but they haven't. Inside give, Cortinas trips in the backfield. Never got going. Not sure if he tripped over Pierce. I believe he just tripped over his own feet. But you have to give the player of the game trophy right now goes to that defensive front. Those four guys have made everything possible. And it's not just four guys playing there. It's four guys, going in and out, a whole bunch of them for Foothill. That was Reagan on that tackle. They give it again, this time trying to go left side, can't get anywhere. Again, Reagan, one of the guys on the tackle. Not the only one, several. That was Andy Hughes. And Jack Butler in there as well. A lot of guys, we're seeing some substitutions now as well. Foothill trying to get snaps for everybody at this point with a commanding 31 lead. We're going to have an offside. Embry was trying to draw Foothill off sides on third and 10. Third and 11, and they did. He made some contact. So it'll be third and 6 instead of third and 11. That was a kind of a senior play there. Well done by Embry. So let's see what the play is this time. Jahari Johnson in single coverage, wide out to the left. The guy defending him, Tyler Carey. That's speed on speed. They have twins to the right. That's Butcher and Rivera. Single back is Cortinas in there with Pierce Embry. Now they send a man in motion left to right. That's Butcher running the quarterback option. Not much doing. Cuts inside the first guy that got a hand on him and is able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Looked like he was going to be dropped there for a minute boxing off end there, or rather coming from his outside linebacker, Garrison Cisneros. Got a hand on him, but he turned it up. Good job to get back to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 5. They got to go for it. Call it fourth and 6, 7:05. Clock ticking down now to 7, inside 7. Embry to throw. Hornets need something. They need something special. He's trying to get a offsides call. Didn't get it. Now I think they're going to probably punt. So he's going back to punt position now. And let's see if he gets a penalty for it. Nope, they got it off. So Embry gets a line drive punt, kicks it down to the 30. They're going to let it roll, go out of bounds. And again, a good job, no return. And Foothill will take it over first and 10 on their 25, on their 15-yard line. Game of the week brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, first play, an incomplete pass out on the flats left side. As Foothill taking over on their own 15-yard line. You can say what you want, about the I'm telling you, good punting by Embry. Embry, those line drive punts, that's by design. If you can't, John James of the Atlanta Falcons used to be able to do that. Those rugby-style punts, he's not running with it. But he gets a great end-over-end bounce, and it's, hey, you're not going to run many of those back. So it's second down and 10, down on the 15. They give it on the inside run, knocked down, spun down after a bit of a gain there. Was Cooper Lalole. And we've got looks like Lalole might have got banged up on the tackle. Mike Hartman on the tackle. All right, so they're going to call a timeout. Officials calling a timeout at the point of contact, so we may have an injury here. We'll take a break with 6:17 to go. Foothill on offense, 31-0. They lead Enterprise in your game of the week, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Foothill came out, scored on their first play from scrimmage after Enterprise turned it over on downs and scored on a 34-yard touchdown reception by Carey from Merriman. And Merriman just has had very, very good. He's just been on. Now they're going to help the running back. It looks like it was Lalole coming off. They're checking out his left leg, so we don't know what the injury was, but he's hobbling off with the help from the doctors and coaches, his team's out there checking on him. But if we get any updates, we'll let you know. So hopefully it's nothing major. They're just keeping him off that left leg. And the fans are cheering Cooper, Cooper, Cooper. That's his first name, of course. All right, so back to action now. It's third down and 7 at the 19 or so of Foothill on offense. So looks like Henderson's back in. They've got trips to the right, looking to throw right. Merriman zips one over the middle. It is complete to Carey. Takes it for the first down, spins it back upfield. He's dropped after a pickup of about 8. Zach McNeil on the coverage there, it looked like. McNeil playing with a cast on his right arm with that wrist injury. Remember a few years ago when the now Shasta College Knights running back Vinny Smith helped lead Shasta to that great season, had a wrist on a cast on his wrist much of the season. They throw it left side flat, trying to set up a little bit of a catch and run out there to Chris O, but they got the completion, but no yardage on the play. Dropped by Zach McNeil. 5.5. Second down and 15. So actually lost some yardage. I certainly want to thank the folks at Foothill High School for making me comfortable and doing their best to keep the lights on in here for me. Our first broadcast this season, and wish we could have gotten here sooner. But very impressed, of course, as always. Giving it right side. That's Henderson. He goes off right tackle. Wait a minute. He breaks free. Still going down across the 50. Finally brought down at about the 45-yard line of Enterprise. That was a tough one. Mike Mitchoff had to run him down. Again, Foothill's backs, Henderson, we've seen it from Henderson. We've certainly seen it from Merriman. In traffic, they once they turn it on and start moving upfield, it's as if they're in a different time warp or something. Enterprise guys is not able to, not so much not making the tackle, but almost like they're not getting their hands on him enough. Left side, that's Henderson. This time they make it pay at the line of scrimmage. Bunch of guys hit him, including Evan Sanchez. Kobe Joseph. I think you may be able to figure out the time frame of young men named Kobe. I think that before Mr. Bryant played in the National Basketball Association, it wasn't as popular a name, but it is now. And there's two Kobes on Enterprise's team. It's probably like Kobe and Peyton. A lot of young men named that. In those recent years, Henderson gets it out of the backfield. And we got some late smacking going on between teams as they're blocking downfield. Picked up 4, maybe 5. Actually gets a head of steam up and got down across the 40. Inside the Enterprise 40 now. It's third down and 4. Might be a short 4, to be totally honest. More like 3.5. Left side hash mark, moving right to left. So Merriman in that pistol has a guy behind him. And that's Henderson looking to throw. Left side, little button hook complete and knocked out of bounds after getting the first, Dustin Niles. It was Jason Butcher on the coverage there. You'll see Butcher, he does a little bit of everything for them. He's kind of wherever they need that slot. Sometimes he's in a nickel. Sometimes he's in a linebacker. Sometimes he could play strong safety for you. He can move around. He's definitely on big coverage. He's lining up with Niles. Niles has pretty good height. He's the Jahari Johnson as far as height goes. 6'3". He's set up on the left side. They've got the short side to the left. No tight ends. Trips way wide to the right. Merriman gives it to the back. That's not going to be, well, it gets 2 or 3. Not a lot of minus yards, I can tell you. Not a lot of minus yards in this game for Foothill. Dylan Cuevas comes off the field. Jacoby Joseph back in. They're trying to keep everybody as fresh as they can. Raiden Ichida on the stop, that last one. Twins to the left. One of them is Chris O. Ostergren. Play action. Nope, he gives it to the back through. Nice option choice. Henderson battles forward. It's going to be close to, gets across the 25, inside the 25 of Enterprise now. And it's third down, and, well, no, they didn't get a great spot. So, and I don't want to say it, it's almost as if Foothill is not trying to just eat up clock, and I think that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they've thrown the ball so successfully in this game. They have a comfortable 31-0 lead. Right now, I think they're giving their defense a chance to catch their breath, which is what, you know, good offense needs to be able to do. They're running out of the – now they're going to throw on third down. Single coverage. That's Carey. He's got his reception complete, dragging his man towards the end zone, almost in. I mean, Luero was on him, blanketed him. Somehow, Carey makes the catch and then drags him down to maybe the one-yard line. Wow. It's going to be first and goal up close. So Henderson's the single back. They've been running this pistol all game long. I would imagine quarterback keeper or, nope, they give it to Henderson, and he gets pushed back at the line of scrimmage. Did not get in.
Henderson carries close to the goal line.
So it'll be second down and goal. Minute 30 to go here in the third.
Second down and goal.
Sending in a play now with Waylon Bell going in. He's a junior wide receiver. Brandon Merriman, the quarterback, has it as well. Henderson, the single back, wearing a white towel to keep his hands dry. Way out wide left is Dustin Niles. See if it's Henderson again. Nope, quarterback. Yeah, it is Henderson, and he got in this time. 1 yard touchdown by Henderson, and that was a rushing drive. They just wanted to eat up as much of the third quarter as they could. We called a 1 yard run by Bryce Henderson, going out to try the point after. With 55.9 seconds, I'll call that 55 seconds to play here in the third. The point after. Looking to make it 38-0 if Dundas can drive it home. He doesn't mess around. I mean, he's trying to kick a 40-yard field goal, looks like, every time. He boots it. I mean, he drills it through there, and it's through the uprights and good. So it's 38-0 Foothill. Ate up a lot of time on that drive. And they're in complete control of this EAL Clash with Enterprise. This game of the week brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So Henderson dominated that drive and capped it off with a one-yard touchdown run. Game of the week on KCNR, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. Foothill up now 38-0. Some other score updates, end of the third, not much better for Anderson. Lassen leads Anderson 41-0 at the end of the third. That's a tough one. And we knew Lassen's going to be good, though. We know they're good. We've seen them play. We saw them play this Enterprise team. Anyway, that's a game. We'll get those scores for you a little bit later on. 55.9 seconds now to play in the third. And Dennis going to kick off. They've been kicking it to the up backs. band, the drum line, has now got it going for Foothill. Not sure what the delay is getting it started. Maybe it's a TV timeout, but we're not on TV. It's not a radio timeout. No, we're ready to go. Come on, Mr. Ray. Donnie Ray's officiating crew's got him going. Now Dundas is bringing toe to leather, and the Enterprise Hornets taking it on their 11-yard line. Going left is Borges, following his blockers there, gets down across the 26, down to the 27, maybe 28-yard line. Good return for Borges. And with 40 seconds to go, and the clock is ticking away, we might be looking at a running clock situation. We'll just have to wait and see here. 38-0 is the score. Enterprise out on offense. Pierce Embry back in. Left side hash mark. Strong side right. So they're running a tight end there. Nope, they're not. They've got a slot there and a wing left. That wing, Butcher, goes left to right. A little misdirection, a little miscommunication in the backfield. Cortinas winds up with the ball. Somebody had the wrong play because Cortinas and Seifong, Kanoa Seifong, kind of ran into each other. Like one going from left to right, one going from the backfield to the left. And poor Pierce Embry was caught in the middle again. Is that Steve Miller Band? Or I can't remember. Stuck in the middle? Oh, no, I'm getting... Never mind. I'm getting my... Getting those all mixed up. Hey, either way, poor rock and roll references aside, that's the end of the third quarter. And Enterprise trying to put something together here. When we return, it's 38-0 Foothill on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Game of the Week. Brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. So my producer tells me Steeler's Wheel. And I can remember how to spell Steeler's Wheel. I think it's like steel. Steeler's Wheel. Yeah, they had Jerry Rafferty was in that band. I actually met him when I was in college. How about that? Yep, interviewed him. I don't remember much about it. But he had his own album he was pushing. But stuck in the middle with you. Yep. All right. So there we have it. Well done by my producer. All right, there. You're doing a running clock here at the start of the fourth quarter. So everybody's just swinging their arms. And that's not good news for Enterprise. I mean, it is not what you want your day to look like when you start it. But now the Hornets, you know, they're not going to give up. They're not going to quit. They need to get some points on the board. They need to get something positive going. Foothill, of course, has been terrific in this game. They're putting pressure on the quarterback here. He tucks it under now, breaks through, gets across the 35. That was all Pierce Embry there. The pocket collapsed on both sides, left and right. And then he didn't have a whole lot of room once he started to run with it. I've just been very impressed. I call them the front eight, but really, I guess it's the front eight. They don't really put eight in a box. They really only got six in a box because of the way the Hornets have spread it out most of the game with twins on either side. The short side is to the right. Single back is Eli Cortinas, who's had his least productive game. He hasn't had any room to work. Fourth down, they're trying to get Foothill to go off sides, but it's not happening. Now he's going to do a quick kick. Punts it away. That's a terrific job. Another good punt by Embry, and it'll roll down to the 20, where it's down by Johari Johnson. And the clock just will continue to run now. Foothill gets the football. They'll take it over first and 10 on their own. Let's see where they mark it. They said it. We thought it was good. Well, we'll tell you about it when we come back to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, I got a little music in the background. A couple of yards on that play for Foothill as we come back. They have the ball first and down, second down, excuse me, and seven on the Foothill 22. And yes, The Joker was a song I was getting by the Steve Miller Band. I was getting it confused with. So there you have it. I had Steve Miller on 8-track. Yep. Given the backfield, not much going there that time. We're getting some snaps in for some other guys. That's Wyatt Atchison in at running back. He's a senior. Excuse me, he's a junior. So Wyatt getting some snaps in the backfield. We'll try to get these new names for you. Carlos Sanchez in at one of the wideouts. And Aiden Hathaway caught a couple of balls in the first half, is in there as well. Still Merriman at quarterback. They have twins to the left as well, but they're going to try to eat the clock. Merriman's going to keep, has two guys meeting him in the backfield, but he jukes one of them, stiff arms, and gets down to back across the original line of scrimmage, down to about the 25-yard line of the Cougars. And that's going to be put him at fourth down. They're going to punt it away, and they haven't had to do that tonight. Actually, I don't think they've had to do that tonight. I don't have a statistician, but I believe this will be their first punt of the evening. And the clock will continue to roll. We have a continuous clock now with a 38-0 game. That's tough. I'm feeling for Enterprise, who, boy, a really good punt. Drilled, fielded across the 50 now. Oh, good return. Scooching back down inside, pretty deep inside Foothill territory. On the return for Enterprise, that was Jason Butcher on the return. I mean, it was a nice punt by Dylan Wiggins. And now this is about as good a territory as Enterprise has had. I don't think they have been this deep in Foothill territory tonight. They have it. Oh, wait a minute. What happened? Did they just fumble? Oh, my. I've totally looked down and missed it. And he must have fumbled. I'll have to get that information here in a second, but now they are back on offense. First and 10. Merriman back in at quarterback. Wow, that's a tough break. If so, that is the first turnover of this game. Turnover in terms of an interception or fumble. Give right side a couple of yards there. Again, learning a little bit about a couple of the other backs. That was Atchison. I don't think many people have left from the Foothill sideline. Well, maybe a few are. 6:20 and counting down, and that's about how long that clock's just going to keep going. Second down and 8. Atchison. The back next to Merriman, he turns to him, make sure he has the play correctly. Twins out to the right. And twins to the left. Uh-oh, high snap. Merriman's just going to fall on it. That's tough. That goes down as a probably as a sack or just a loss of yards. I'd say it's a look like he was going to pass, so they probably give him a sack on that. 5:40 now and ticking down. Third down. 14. Merriman is one of their punters. We saw they have three guys that have punted for him. Ostergren has punted. And as we mentioned a minute ago, nice punt by Dylan Wiggin. Middle of the field, they give it to that back we've just seen. The junior is in. He goes right side back across the original line of scrimmage, down across the 30. That back has a name. It's Atchison.
Nice run up the middle. Wyatt Atchison.
And the ball still between the hash marks. So those of you who don't know at home in high school football, they will place the ball in football between the hash marks where, if it's down between the hash marks, where it was downed. If it's outside of the hash marks, they will move it to the hash mark. You probably realize that. But just if you didn't. So Dylan Wiegand is in to punt again. He's standing on his own 17. See what happens this time. Snaps down. Good high punt. Fielded at the 37, 38, immediately swallowed up and dropped for a loss. And that was Aiden Borges. And that is where Enterprise will take it over at about their own 40-yard line when we return. Game of the week on KCNR.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Confirming that, yes, indeed, it was a fumble on that previous punt. We gave the ball back to Foothill. Mikey Hartman, the first carry out of the backfield, nice pickup, about 4 yards. They're running the I formation. The Hornets trailing in this one now 38 to nothing. 3:15 to go at Bill Johnston Field. Foothill is certainly looks every bit up to the task. That Foothill Chico game, that one's looming, isn't it? They give right side now. Again, I think Enterprise at this point, there's very little for them to gain. They have had, you got to give credit where credit's due. Foothill's Cougars up front. And those four front and their linebacking core, the eight guys have just been spectacular to the football. And Enterprise has likewise looked a step off. And they'll have to right that ship before next week when they play Shasta in our game of the week, the River Bowl. This time, back goes through on the right side. Didn't get a chance to see if that's still Cortinas in there. Everybody's getting some snaps in pretty much everywhere on the field. No, they're giving Cortinas the rest of the night off. It looks like that was Ishida. Xander Tyson also in. So Tyson and Ishida in behind Pierce Embry. And give it to the up back, Tyson. Couple of yards. He was going for it on fourth. Did he get it? Yep, they got the first, and they have not had many tonight. Minute 40, and the clock continues to tick. So a minute and a half from now, this game's going to be over because of the running clock. Okay, Ishida and Tyson in there. Looks like this time it was Ishida. I mean, there's no love lost between these two teams. Everywhere there's a matchup block. Enterprise still out there blocking. Foothill still out there hitting. And vice versa.
From Foothill High School, our Oriole Drive is open tonight.
Minute five now on the clock. This one's going to end mercifully in a minute. Hornets trying to get something positive going here. It just, you got to give credit, as I said, you've got to give credit where credit's due. Enterprise didn't give the ball away a bunch. They just weren't able to get any offense going. Run off the right side, close to the first down. They may have gotten another first down. That was Tyson that time. 26 seconds is going to be the last play. They give it to Rashid Ishida. He's got five, maybe six, and that should do it. They're going to try to get one more playoff. Tyson, Ishida, and Ishida in the backfield. Quarterback gives it to Tyson. No yards there, and that will do it. The horn will sound. The band will play. The homestanding Cougars lived up to the billing in this one. Foothill posts the shutout. 38-0. Foothill with an impressive win over the Enterprise Hornets. We'll be back with a recap and look at the scoreboard from Bill Johnston Field. Brought to you by Premier Oil Change and Car Wash. Game of the week on KCNO.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the final score, 38-0, and that pretty much is an indicator of how close this game was or was not, because it was a dominant performance by Foothill, and they're the real deal, as everybody should know. Of course, they started their season off almost beating West Valley, a West Valley team that we saw, in fact, open up the week before with an impressive win. So it was 2014 West Valley. The first game, opening game loss for Foothill, and they beat Eureka, then they won at Carson City, Nevada. Hold on just a second. We're going to send it to a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment on KCNR.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back. Sorry we had had to step away there. Some questions for me here in the press box. But getting back to that Foothill, you know, they lost that close game. They led over West Valley earlier, and then they lost to Lassen. And I've mentioned those two teams as, I think, two of the best teams in the North State, and we've seen them both. They've been very impressive with their wins over Eureka and Carson. The win at Carson, they had the tough game at Lassen, but they won big at Red Bluff, here over Red Bluff, big at Fortuna, 35-20 last week, and about as big as it gets, 38-0 in an EAL clash. Now moving ahead, next week, they play Pleasant Valley. They finish, this will tell the tale, right? At home here against Pleasant Valley at Shasta, on the 1st of November at Shasta High School, and then at Chico, November 8th. That one will be a doozy, and I think you can watch that one. In fact, through Max Preps, I think the Chico does their home games on the Internet, so you might be able to see that one. We'll, of course, be at a Reading area or a Shasta County game for that final week that we've yet to determine. As far as Enterprise goes, they dropped to 0-7, and we know it's been a tough go. Hey, they've already played Chico in Pleasant Valley, and we knew they had a hard time stopping them. Chico scored 55, Pleasant Valley scored 45, Foothill scores 38, and honestly, they could have scored more. They ran the ball up the gut the last couple of times. They did not wide open throw it as much as I think they probably could have if they wanted to. So next week, gut check time, the big game in Reading. It is Enterprise, Shasta, the River Bowl next Friday night. That one is at Enterprise High School, and it'll be a doozy, and we will be bringing that one to you. There's so much history there, so many great games over the years, and I think you can count on Enterprise showing up for that one. And Shasta's off this week, so ought to be a tough one next Friday night, but we'll be bringing that one to you. Then they finish at Paradise and then home on senior night against Red Bluff on the 8th. There will not be a playoff berth for Enterprise this year, but, they're still trying to rebuild. And, defense, they've just been outmanned in the league, and we certainly saw a very good Foothill team. Let's check and see if we've got any stats that we can steal off our buddies from from Shasta County Sports, whether or not they've got those in yet. They do a great job of posting those on the hashtag Shasta County Sports and hashtag NorCal Scores. We'll look at some of the other scores on the scoreboard, and we'll try to see if we can get any stats there in a minute on this game, as we will recap the scoring. But first, let's just check that scoreboard in the northern section, starting with some games, eight-man games that were played a little bit earlier. Loyalton beat Mercy 46-7. It was Burney over Greenville 40-11. Chester beating Princeton 46-6. Reading Christian, they came back. They were losing, I believe, at halftime. I think it was a one-point game. Well, they're blowing it away in the second half now, leading 40-20. So it looks like the Lions may have refound their mojo this year. So that's a big win. Maxwell final at Weed, 54-14. East Nicholas really poured it on in the end over Mount Shasta, 48-6. Good win for University going on the road at Williams. They have some great history there at Williams in high school sports, as I'm sure you know in the North State. UPrep beats them, 36-8. Chico, not yet a final. We'll check. We should get that soon. Chico leading Red Bluff, 36-0. Gridley over Las Plumas, 15-14. And Paradise getting another win, 57-0. Fall River over Portola, 28-18. That one's in the fourth, but looking like they're going to win that one. Lassen over Anderson. Anderson finally got on the board, but it was pretty much all Lassen, not unlike this one, 41-8. Orland now leading Wheatland, 21-18. That one is heading towards the fourth quarter. Pierce on top of Esparto, 42-8. And Sutter, a final, they did beat Oroville 35-0. Still no update on Corning Central Valley. We'll see if we can find anything on the Twitter feed with that one. We'll kind of look at that one. We did get the last in 41-8. That one was a final for you. Gridley looks like they're just taking the lead 15-14. Did I have that one as a final a moment ago? Let's take a look. Yeah, they do. They do hold on that one, 15-14. The Twitter sphere is just a little bit behind right now with some of the others. A big one, of course, is the game we are here at, and I'm sure our buddies over at Shasta County Sports will have a good recap for you on the Internet a little bit later on. And it was one that, as we said, it was going to be a test. Would this be the week that Enterprise, you know, pulls one out? Remember a year ago they pulled the shocking win over West Valley. That was their thing to hang a hat on. Well, would they do it against Foothill tonight? It wasn't meant to be from the get-go. A terrific night for Brandon Merriman. They did not turn the ball over. The Cougars did not turn it over. There was only one turnover. It came late in the game on a fumbled punt return. But neither team turned it over except on fourth down, on downs. Foothill's Merriman found Tyler Carey several times tonight for a score with 9:08 on the clock in the first. It was 7-0. Kyle Dundas made all the points after in this game for Foothill. Then a 15-yard run by Merriman, the first of two touchdown runs for him in the first half. He had a 34-yard run up the gut and speed just sped away like he was running through a great divide. And it was 21-0 at that point. They briefly went up 24-0, but they decided after a penalty to go ahead and try to run it in, and they failed at that. So they took points off the board. Enterprise could not respond, though, and ultimately did not get on the board themselves. And with no time on the clock, Dundas kicks an 18-yard field goal, his first of the year, we believe, to give Foothill the 24-0 lead as they go into the locker room at halftime. In the third quarter, it was more of the same. On the first play after Enterprise went for it on fourth down and turned it over on downs, Merriman to Carey. It was all she wrote at that point, 34 yards. It was 31-0. Bryce Henderson had basically a drive with his name on it, ate up most of the last 5 minutes or so of the third quarter as he went in from a yard out, but he piled up some yards before that and winds up getting the touchdown run. It was 38-0. And they called off the dogs after that, brought in as many subs as they could, just kept running the football so as not to pour it on anymore on an Enterprise team that looks a little bit outmanned right now. They have some good skill players. They just were not able to get it into their hands or their receivers, and you have to give credit to the defensive front, that front four, those four linebackers. And obviously, they were in the backfield, and they held one of the top running backs in the northern section to nil. I mean, I don't know the yardage, but Cortinas probably had less than 30 yards in this game. I think he had 16 at halftime. The bright spot there, is in terms of benchmarks, Cortinas tops 1,000 yards rushing on the season. He's a junior. Yeah. He held on to the football. There were a lot of licks. They were trying to get that ball from him. He held on to it, but just was not able to get that big breakaway run, as we mentioned. That front four and that front eight in the box really was very, very tough. They were able to keep the ball away from Jahari Jones, and we know how dangerous that young man could be, and it just was not to be for the Enterprise Hornets tonight. They dropped to 0-7. They are 0-3 now in the EAL, sitting tied atop the EAL, the Foothill Cougars, who improved to 5-2 and are 2-0, Chico, as we mentioned earlier, now 3-0 in the Eastern Athletic League, and that is setting up a huge showdown in Chico later on this year. Well, we've got no other finals for you to report. Shasta College will be in action tomorrow. They had last week off, so wish them well as they get set to continue trying to rally and bring their season a little bit closer to a playoff run. And going to be an exciting team. There is a connection between, of course, Shasta College and Foothill. Brian Hamilton, long time head coach here at Foothill, known for creating some fantastic teams and some great quarterbacks, of course, came out of here, and he is the head coach at Shasta College. So they, I believe they're still ranked number 11 in the state of California, so that's good news for Shasta College, and we wish them well in their next matchup. Don't forget to join me on Wednesday night this week. We'll try to look ahead to, just depending on how the schedule goes out. We're trying to also get some interviews for you on scorecard scribblings from 6 to 7 on the Major League Baseball side of things, trying to keep you up to date on that, and hopefully you'll be able to start tuning in with us on 6 o'clock. We try to look ahead to the football game on Friday night and also have guest interviews throughout the season and throughout the year, and appreciate you joining me on that. Some of the folks from throughout my career. Last week we spoke with Jake Downey, a longtime sportscaster out of the Southern California area, talked a little bit about baseball and his Dodgers, who are at home watching just like you and I are, folks. So all that coming your way on Wednesday night at 6, and then next week, River Bowl. If kickoff is set for 7:30, sometimes they will change that, but expect the kickoff at 7:30 pregame here on KCNR to be at 7:15. I'd like to thank my producer, Jared King, for a job well done. The folks here at Foothill High School appreciate all the great work they did to help us out. Joey Brown, the head coach, his staff, athletic director Troy Wellington, principal Steve Abbott, and athletic administrator Sean Ansign. Thank you so much for all the help up here in the booth and preparing for this broadcast. It was a real treat. This is a beautiful stadium, and this is a team that's going to win a lot more football games here along Cougar Creek in Shasta County in Palo Cedro. That's the story from Palo Cedro tonight. Final score, 38-0. The Cougars sit atop the EAL. I'm Brent Weber, saying so long from Foothill High School. See you next Friday night.
Get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Mark Zuckerberg gave a big speech at Georgetown, and people in the media are pissed. And the reason they're pissed
is because he articulated a broader support for free speech than they do. They want these platforms to be their weapon. That's all. And if the platforms aren't going to be their weapon, they want the platforms shut down. That's what Elizabeth Warren wants. And why not? They've been able to use the press as their platform for a long time. And now there is a militating institution where more people get their news and where people are getting their news from places like Daily Wire and getting their news from places like the Ben Shapiro Show. And they don't like that. They don't like it at all. It's why you've seen people like Kara Swisher at the New York Times, who wants to actually hijack the institutions of big tech. Big tech is thinking about creating these sort of, like Facebook wants to create an appeals board that would allow you to appeal the banning of particular content or the downgrading of particular content. And Kara Swisher's like, yeah, I want to be the head of it. Yeah, no, the point of it is you're not allowed to be the head of it, Kara, because you are censorious and terrible. Like, about this stuff, I mean, like, and the reason I say that advisedly. Kara Swisher tried to emotionally advocate to Susan Wojcicki, the head of YouTube, that she would prefer it if YouTube were able to get rid of my content because her son happens to watch my content. And so, no, I don't want you in charge of this board. But the fact is that why conservatives would trust Elizabeth Warren with big tech is beyond me. Like, why? Especially, again, you may think that Zuckerberg is only saying this stuff cynically because he wants your support. But he's saying the right things. So now the question is, you're going to hold him to it? Or are you going to pretend that the government really has your best interest at heart, that Elizabeth Warren really is just breaking up big tech because she just doesn't like the price of Facebook ads? It's absurd. So Zuckerberg's speech, he talks about the attempt by people, he doesn't say the left, but it is the left, to broaden the definition of speech into violence so they can ban it. This is Zuckerberg clip eight. He says people are trying to broaden the definition of speech so they can ban it, and I'm not going to stand for that.
Increasingly, you know, we're seeing people across the spectrum try to define more speech as dangerous because it may lead to political outcomes that they see as unacceptable. Some hold the view that since the stakes are now so high, they can no longer trust their fellow citizens with the power to communicate and to decide what to believe for themselves.
And Zuckerberg fights back against that. He says, this idea that we can't trust people to make their own decisions is much more dangerous to democracy than anything anybody is saying on Facebook. Honestly, he's saying stuff that I would say. I mean, this is correct. What he is saying here is exactly correct.
I personally believe that this is more dangerous for democracy over the long term than almost any speech. Democracy depends on the idea that we hold each other's right to express ourselves and be heard above our desire to always get the outcomes that we want. You can't impose tolerance top down. It has to come from people opening up, sharing experiences, and developing a shared story for our society that we all feel like we're a part of. That's how we make progress.
Correct. Okay, now, is he going to be perfect in this? No, he's not going to be perfect. No one's going to be perfect. But at least he's articulating the right principles. I've heard nothing like this from Jack Dorsey over at Twitter. I haven't heard anything like this from the heads of YouTube or Google. And Google is busy doing business in China and allowing China to censor its search results. Zuckerberg at least is saying, listen, I'm not going to do business in China because they don't share our actual values. It doesn't mean that Zuckerberg has to be a rabid right-winger. He has to be like a conservative or vote Republican or anything like that. He's not going to do that. He's on the left, politically speaking, right? He votes for Democrats, I'm sure. But Zuckerberg, what he's articulating here, good for him. Like, give credit where it's due and then hold him accountable. Then say, this is your principle. You articulated the principle. And now we're going to hold you to that principle. And we're going to hold Facebook to that principle. But understand, the reason the left is angry at Zuckerberg today is not because they believe that Zuckerberg is too censorious or that he's too big. The reason they don't like Zuckerberg today is because Donald Trump is president of the United States and they are trying to blame it on anyone except for Hillary Clinton and themselves. And so they blame it on Facebook and supposed Russian interference on Facebook. By the way, just a quick note on the Russian interference on Facebook. If you look at the Senate studies on how much interference happened on Facebook and the grand reach of Russian literature and Russian propaganda, it's tiny. It's tiny. In the actual statistical scope of things, it is very small. I have more reach in a month on Facebook than the entire Russian outreach effort had in, I think, a year, if I get my statistics correct there. So the Democrats basically decided it was Zuckerberg's fault. Now they're going to punish Zuckerberg and they're going to take control of the means of distribution of information. Good for Zuckerberg for fighting back. Good for Zuckerberg for fighting back, because here are your alternatives. Elizabeth Warren breaking up Facebook and controlling it from the top. The mainstream media reinvigorating its monopoly power over
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A replacement for outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry has been named by President Trump.
The president tweeted that he's nominating Dan Brulette, a deputy to Perry, to replace him in the top job at the Energy Department. He said that Brulette's experience in the area is unparalleled and calls him a total professional. The president also thanked Perry for an outstanding job. The former Texas governor plans to leave the administration at the end of the year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Britain's parliament set to vote Saturday on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's new deal with the European Union. It'll be a decisive moment in the prolonged bid to end the Brexit stalemate. Conservatives will have their day before the Supreme Court in arguing against the Federal Consumer Finance Watchdog.
The Supreme Court has agreed to review an appeals court decision upholding the structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. If the court agrees with the Trump administration that the CFPB's structure violates the Constitution, it could invalidate all actions taken by the agency. A less draconian ruling simply saying the president can remove its director would limit the impact. In legal action against banks, mortgage companies, credit card issuers, payday lenders, and others, the Obama-era agency, which was created after the 2008 financial meltdown, has recovered $13.2 billion for more than 35 million harmed consumers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters donned cartoon character masks and mocked China's leaders while forming human chains in defiance of a ban on face coverings at public assemblies. And subway service in Chile's capital was suspended Friday, trapping hundreds of thousands of commuters on their way home from work after high school students flooded subway stations, jumped turnstiles, dodged fares, and vandalized stations as part of protests against a fare hike. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Insurance solicitation by eHealth, a broker offering plans from different insurance companies. No government or Medicare affiliation. This coverage is not available in all counties or cases. Members continue to pay their Part B premium.
If you have Medicare, there's something you need to know. There are all-in-one Medicare Advantage plans that may include extra coverage for eyeglasses and dental care. One complete bundle of insurance that includes hospital visits, doctor care, prescription drugs, and may also include eyeglasses and dental care. Some of these plans may have no monthly plan premium. That's right, a $0 plan premium, where available. If you have Medicare, learn more online at OneCardNow.com. That's OneCardNow.com. One card, one company, one complete package of benefits that may include extra coverage for your eyeglasses and dental care. And some of these plans have no monthly plan premium. Visit OneCardNow.com. OneCardNow.com. That's OneCardNow.com.
A new survey says 84% of Americans definitely or probably plan to answer the questions on the 2020 census.
But the Pew Research Center survey also says around 16% of Americans express some doubts about responding next spring. The hesitancy in participating in the headcount was higher in Black, Hispanic, and low-income communities, which all have either been undercounted or considered hard to count in past censuses. The Pew survey found no difference between Democrats and Republicans regarding awareness and plans to participate. John Scott reporting.
Drug maker Sanofi is recalling its over-the-counter heartburn drug Zantac in the U.S. and Canada because of possible contamination. The French company joined other drug makers that have recently recalled their versions of the popular heartburn and ulcer drug. The FDA said consumers should consider taking another heartburn medicine in the meantime. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Google affiliate is using drones to deliver purchases in a key first U.S. test of that service.
81-year-old Susie Sensmeyer has a spot in history, one of the first two people in the United States to have a purchase delivered by drone.
I've always been impressed with things flying up there, and the drone with nobody flying it is remarkable.
The purple winter vest she ordered from Dick's Sporting Goods in Christiansburg, Virginia, arrived at her home in just minutes Friday. Wing, a drone service owned by Google's parent Alphabet, has started a drone delivery pilot program, carrying orders from Walgreens and FedEx in parts of that southwest Virginia city. I'm Tim McGuire.
And the tension's getting a little more in the ALCS. Game 5, the Yankees beat the Astros in New York. 4-1, they jumped on Justin Verlander in the first inning. They now head to Houston tomorrow night. Astros lead the best of seven series 3-2. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times. There is some really great journalism being done right now.
Ah, yes, award-winning journalism everywhere you go. Remember that Russian collusion story? That was good journalism. They're just trying to top it with this whole Ukraine thing. I don't know if it can be done. It's more aspirational than operational. Kind of like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Good Friday and welcome. It's Friday. Oh, happy day. I think everybody's happy to see Fridays roll around these days. More than 10 years ago, more than 3 years ago. Happy, happy. Ah, yes. A lot of fun stuff to get to today. Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, a man that I met because I interviewed him once at the in the White House complex, the executive office building next door to the White House. Very nice guy. I liked him instantly. I think I talked about him on the radio afterward. Just a completely regular, down to earth, no BS kind of guy. Next door neighbor, have a beer, talk about football, roll your eyes about politics kind of guy. And he held a press conference, the White House briefing room yesterday, and the news media, they're all over it like stink on Michael Moore. And John Carl of ABC, he was up in his grill a little bit, Mick Mulvaney's grill, and there was good back and forth. And the news media has, of course, excised a couple of short snippets from the exchanges. And Mick Mulvaney had a fairly thorough explanation. He provided context and introduced other countries and foreign aid and to describe how the United States uses foreign aid we shouldn't be sending lots of foreign aid to like China and commie countries that are human rights fire, Iran, like Barack Obama gave $150 billion to Iran. Donald Trump doesn't do that. What were the conditions for Iran to get that $150 billion from that Obama cash from the Obama stash? What was the, were there preconditions on that? Was there a quid pro quo? No, he just gave the world's leading state sponsors of terror $150 billion. Well, there was that stupid thing with the nuclear. What is that, a 5-year deal? at a five-year nuclear deal. Iran can't build nuclear weapons for 5 years, but you can continue to develop your ballistic missiles and threaten the Jews, you know, and to wipe them off the map and all that stuff. And us, of course, the great Satan, but never mind that. And the Democrat senators that sent the letter to the Ukrainians, apparently leveraging our aid and coercing them to collaborate, a foreign country, you know, with the Mueller investigation, which was the Let's Get Trump investigation. By the way, I don't know if anybody's aware of the conclusions of the Mueller investigation. There was no Russian collusion. That's kind of a big deal. And it's what tied us down as a nation for 2.5 years. And it was all fake. It wasn't true. That's kind of an important detail. But the actual exchanges between Mick Mulvaney and the White House press corps yesterday are not the exchanges that you saw on the news last night or read about in the paper this morning. They're much more interesting, and we have the audio for you, and we're going to provide context. Also, President Trump last night, big rally in Dallas, Texas. It was great fun. There were not mobs of leftists outside like in Minneapolis, Minnesota, attacking Trump supporters as they left the arena, the packed arena. It's the arena where the Dallas Mavericks play. It's a big arena. And there were, according to news reports, I saw 30,000 people outside the arena. I didn't see video to support that. Seems like a very large number. Another stadium outside of the arena, stadium's worth of people outside the arena. But that's what news reports are saying. 30,000 people outside the arena. I could see in the video there were thousands, but you'd need an aerial view to see a crowd that big outside. And the crowd inside was having a great time, having fun. We actually watched the whole thing last night, my best girl and I, and the crowd behind Trump was just having a riot. They were just having a great time. And it was, the Democrats, they've been stocking the pond for the TV cameras for decades and decades now. Republicans to a lesser extent. But it was a great crowd behind the president last night. The Latinos for Trump, women for Trump, the police officers for Trump, African-Americans. It was, the Democrats in the news media, they swoon over all matters of race, all issues of race and so on. And the news media always talks about the crowd behind Obama. Oh, it looks like America. What, a bunch of people in a state of complete conflict? That's what America looks like. Last night, the crowd behind President Trump was a great, and really what I was observing is what fun they were having. They were howling and doubling over in laughter. President Trump last night said, people tell me I should act presidential. I can act presidential. It's easy to act presidential. Just be a stiff. And then he walked around the stage like a stiff. And they were howling. Yeah, buttoned his jacket up and walked around being pretentious and doing hand gestures like politicians, very steady, controlled hand gestures like a politician. And they're all howling and laughing. And it reminded me when he said that, and he might have been talking about this too, Nanny Pelosi, when she stormed out of the White House meeting in a huff, making her the hero to the media. Imagine if the Republican leadership stormed out of a White House meeting with Obama. You think the people storming out would be the heroes of the news media? I suspect that would not be the case. And Pelosi said, well, I wish you're a politician because then you'd know the art of the possible, as a little play on the art of the deal, President Trump's record-breaking New York Times best-selling book, The Art of the Deal. And I wish you were a politician. And it's like, of course you wish you was a politician because, one more eel in the bucket of eels would comfort you instead of troubling you. He's not a politician, and that's why 63 million of us voted for him, because you people make us sick, all right? Because you're lion sacks of Judea, and you have been for years and years. But I get into that because we got some great audio of President Trump from last night, too.
I said, I wish you were a politician, Mr. President, then you would know the art of the possible.
Yeah. Well, he's not a politician. Get over it, as Mick Mulvaney said yesterday. And Mick Mulvaney said yesterday, he said, yeah, the United States of America uses foreign aid in coercive ways. Get over it. I'm paraphrasing what he said. It's not an exact quote. But that's what he's saying. That's what he's communicating to these phony people pretending to be legitimate journalists in the front row of the White House briefing room.
like Jim Acosta. He had a great moment with Jim Acosta yesterday, too. And the audio is wonderful. CNN, I'm guessing, probably didn't air that. Maybe they did. You know, the fact that Jim Acosta is still assigned to the White House as a White House correspondent is all the evidence of CNN's complete and abject corruption that you need. But in case you need more, there was more James O'Keefe video out yesterday, and CNN people, at least one of whom I know and like in the video, but I'm not going to get into who because it would get that person in trouble, because CNN is like a Stalinist gulag, and, oh, you're a friend of Chris Plant's? That could be a problem for people. So I try to protect people whenever possible. Sometimes I slip up, but usually I'm good at protecting people. And the audio yesterday, it's video, but we have audio because we're on the radio. And some of the stuff from these CNN people. What is the guy? I hope Trump dies. And so the only thing that's going to solve it is Trump dying, hopefully soon. Isn't that what it was? Something like that. Yeah, good stuff. And Katie Turr, also of NBC News, she has a Twitter account and not very bright. She was tweeting out. In response, there was the Trump rally was going on, and for her, it was torture. Torture. That's the word that she used. Torture is the thing for her. President spoke for 87 minutes. It was a lot of fun. Tom Arnold, who, what was he, Roseanne Barr? Is that, was it, I mean, has the man not suffered enough? He, Roseanne, and then he got dumped, didn't he? Isn't that? Because I'm not good with this celebrity dating and marriage and stuff. But he sent out a tweet last night wishing President Trump would get in Dallas what John F. Kennedy got in Dallas, which is shot in the head and assassinated by a communist. And now they, you know, the commies are here. They're here, and they are, you know, they're a blood-drenched bunch. They're a murderous bunch, a hate-filled, angry, murderous bunch. And when you hear this rhetoric of the left, we tend to laugh it off like it's just hyperbole. The left has murdered 100 million people over political disagreements, more than any group of murderers in the history of the world, and they've done half of it in my lifetime. That should kind of be taken into account when these funny people have the execution of Trump and the Snoop Dogg video and the murder of Trump and the Shakespeare in Central Park and the murder of Trump and the movies and the murder of Trump and the TV shows and the, you know, I mean, it's honestly, they, and you already got Congressman Steve Scalise shot and nearly killed. You see, they cut off his microphone, the Democrats, yesterday. He was shot and nearly murdered by a suicide terrorist. Bernie Sanders volunteer at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. And yesterday the Democrats cut off his mic because he was trying to make a point of order about their failure to follow procedure in the House of Representatives regarding the phony baloney non-impeachment inquiry being done with the anonymous, nameless, faceless person behind the curtain and then the secret hearings behind closed doors attended by only one party. You know, this is really the stuff of the third world, and the news media applauds it because they're very, extremely, very, very corrupt. Very extremely, you know, they're very corrupt. Also, we have this crazy kid from the hockey. You heard this kid from, we had it yesterday. We tried to get to the audio yesterday, but we weren't able to get to the audio yesterday. It is funny stuff. Funny, funny stuff. We got Madison, Wisconsin, racists, and all kinds of things. Actually, I don't have the cut sheet in front of me, but I think you have the kid. Do you have the hockey kid? Because this hockey kid is funny. And again, we wanted to do it yesterday, but there is always too much stuff, always, every single day. Too much stuff for us to get to. But it is a, baby food is poison. I got news on China. I got all kinds of good stuff. But this this kid, who is, I think he's 9 years old, and he's got a funny name. I know I have a piece of paper on it here somewhere. They have a thing during the Capitals games, our Stanley Cup winning Capitals. They, in between periods, they let kids go out, and they call them the mites, like the Capital Mites, like they're a little tiny, and they let them go out there in Capitals uniforms on the ice, and they shoot pucks. This kid went out and shot two pucks, and he got two goals
The second one, he hit it so hard, his feet went flying out from under him, and he landed like a cartoon character on the thing. And then, because he's the big winner of the in-between thing, they invite him over to go do an interview with a nice lady over in the penalty box or the something. And this little kid, Jackson Friedlander, is his name. It turns out they ask him, who's your favorite member of the Capitals? And it's Ovechkin, Ole Ovechkin, and Alex Ovechkin. And he tells the story immediately. He just breaks immediately. He's got a pet tarantula named Michael, and his pet tarantula named Michael eats crickets. That's what you feed your pet tarantula, crickets. And they get real scared in the tank, and then the tarantula hunts them down and eats them. And the kid is just a classic kid.
Who's your favorite Caps player?
It's Ovechkin, and always I have a tarantula named Michael.
What?
He's a curly hair. He just had two crickets on Monday, one on Sunday. He has a big appetite.
He's got a big appetite. He had two crickets on Monday, and one on Sunday. Is a curly-haired tarantula named Michael. And that was his response to, who's your favorite Capital? Who's your favorite Cal? It's Ovechkin. He added a syllable to Ovechkin. And then he immediately says, I have a tarantula named Michael. He had two crickets on Monday, one on Sunday. He has a voracious appetite? He's got a big appetite. And then he was asked, the second one where they asked, anything to say? You're closing. And he's acting like he just won the Oscar for Best Actor or something.
Do you have anything you want to say to all your fans out there? Because I think you've gained a lot of new fans in these last couple minutes here.
Yes, I know everybody. My hockey team, Mom and Dad, I just love you so much, everybody. Please, God bless everybody.
Please, God bless everybody. Please, my hockey team, my parents, everyone, God bless. Just God bless everybody. Now I assume the left will dox him. Try to get him kicked out of school, ruin his future, because he thanked God, and they killed God. They kill him every chance they get. But he's got a curly-haired tarantula. Is that what it's called, a curly hair? I'm friends with tarantulas. I never owned a tarantula myself.
Two crickets on Monday, one on Sunday.
He's got quite an appetite, doesn't he? He's
he has a big appetite.
He does have a big appetite. I know that he's got quite a significant appetite.
God bless everybody.
Each and every one. God bless you, Tiny Tim. God bless you, each and every one.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Computer systems and cars are, of course, the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touch screens to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced technology is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while your car is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped more than 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code PLANT, or visit carshield.com, use the code PLANT to save 10%. That's carshield.com, the code is PLANT. A deductible may apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Hello, Saver.
At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Napa Know How!
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
In a sense, he's right. There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country who has pledged to respect the Constitution, respect the rule of law. They do not work for the president. They work for the American people.
New York Times typist from the DNC steno pool, James B. Stewart, no relation. He's actively engaged in a plot against the elected president of the United States. Michael Piercy and I were just talking, the left and the news media, but I repeat myself, constantly call everything that is true a conspiracy theory. This is their technique for brushing aside any discussion of the facts or the truth. The president is spreading conspiracy theories about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. The president talked about Hunter Biden last night, too. Kicked out of the Navy like a dog. I like that. That was my favorite part. But everything's a conspiracy theory. You say Joe Biden went to Ukraine to fight corruption, and he came home with a $1 million job for his son. And they say that's a conspiracy theory. No, those are actually known facts. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were senior FBI Justice Department officials, and text messages proved that they were literally plotting against the president of the United States. Oh, you're spreading conspiracy theories. No, I read their text messages, and I understand what words mean. James Comey leaking to the New York Times through his buffer friend, like the Corleone family, in an effort to undermine the president and get a special counsel to investigate him, you know, because of Russian collusion, of which we now know there was none. And you point these things out, and the news media accuses you of spreading conspiracy theories. Now, I've just stated a number of facts there. There's nothing really even debatable about anything that I've just laid out. But the news media dismisses all of this as conspiracy theories. When facts become conspiracy theories, and then Russian collusion, Ukrainian abuse of power, all this stuff become facts. Now, those are actual conspiracy theories. We've switched places. Conspiracy theories in the news media are treated as fact, and fact is treated as conspiracy theory. Welcome to the American news media in 2019. A fun one. Michael Piercy shared with me this morning. You know, LeBron James, he's known as King James. We're calling him Chairman James and Commissar James and stuff. A better one Michael came in with this morning. They call him King James. Peking James. Peking James. Come on. Why didn't I think of that? Peking James. He's a Chinese, like Peking duck. You know, Peking is Peking James. Also, another one for you. Deep State Department. The Deep State. It's my friend Danny. I got to attribute that to my friend Danny. Deep State Department. And a great Washington Times story coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Who is the... During the Obama administration, who was the Secretary of the Deep State Department? Who was running the Deep State Department? That's kind of fun. And P. King James. I love P. King James. That's fun. King James is his nickname, LeBron James. They call him King James. Now that he's betrayed his country for communists in China and all that is sacred in Western civilization. And I do love Peking duck. Everybody, the crispy Peking duck. Mmm. Little pancakes with sauce, chopped up onion things. That's real good. I might have to go get some today, now that I'm talking about it. Peking duck. He's Peking James. Now, that's a great nickname. And the... All the madness and corruption of the Obama era. I love this. There are so many great stories that I could honestly sit here for about 9 hours a day and just go through all of the madness. Great story from the Washington Examiner. You remember former Governor Jan Brewer? Remember Governor Jan Brewer? Well, she was Arizona, right? Arizona? I think she was Arizona. Jan Brewer, once while she was governor, had a little moment with Barack Obama while he was president on the tarmac of an airport where President Obama had just arrived on Air Force One. And the news media published a picture of Jan Brewer extending her finger at Barack Obama and kind of wagging her finger in his face a little bit. And the news media, of course, crucified her as a racist and because she's black. I don't know if he was our first black president. And Jan Brewer, she's white, so obviously you can't wag your finger, otherwise you're a racist. Story in the Washington Examiner today, John Brown writing, "Such hypocrites!" exclamation mark, in quotation marks. Former Governor Jan Brewer slams media response to Pelosi finger-wagging. You know, when Pelosi stormed out of the meeting with President Trump in the cabinet room at the White House day before yesterday, every day is like, whoosh, and they published a picture of it. Pelosi made it her Facebook homepage picture now. She's very proud of standing up and pointing her finger across the cabinet table in the cabinet room at President Trump. And then she stormed out in a huff in order to get nothing done for the American people. And then she sucked her teeth and tried to make her face move and went out to the cameras outside the West Wing of the White House and said, I'm a victim. And the media said, oh, she's a victim. And they love victims. Well, Jan Brewer hit the media for lauding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she wagged her finger at the president when they excoriated the former governor for doing the same thing in 2012. Tweeting side-by-side images of the finger-wagging women, the Arizona Republican wrote, "The news media hails Speaker Pelosi as a hero for pointing her finger at POTUS Donald Trump. But when I stood up to Barack Obama, I was vilified as rude and racist. Such hypocrites." Yeah, well, that's our corrupt news media. That's exactly right. And it's just yet another example, number 39,604 from the last 12 months, of an extremely corrupt news media, which is really just part of the Democrat Party's apparatus. But that's what we expect. I mean, it is. It is. And that's the audio of the deep state guy. That was James B. Stewart, New York Times guy. Oh, there is a deep state, but they're noble and good because they don't work for the president. No, they didn't vote for the president. They do work for the president is their boss. All right. They work for the American people. Yeah, the president, and they all work for the American people. Yeah, that's right. But these guys are so corrupt. James B. Stewart, his name should be taken away from him because of the Jimmy Stewart thing. By the way, there is a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, which I hope to be able to get to, comparing Donald Trump to James Stewart, the real James Stewart, Jimmy Stewart, in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And hopefully I can get to that. Written by an old neighbor of mine. So I want to get to that. Now, we've got the deep state department, we've got Peking James, we got all kinds of fake conspiracy theory things going on all over the place. What is true is dubbed a conspiracy theory by the news media. What is an actual conspiracy theory, like Russian collusion, is deemed to be true by the news media. Quite a world we've got. I found this really remarkable story on Al Gore's amazing internet last night. Peace be upon him, and may his chakra be released soon and often. He is a creepy, corpulent, creosote-filled man, and he did gift us the internet, though. Okay, so on the internet, I was patrolling around. I digress. The Washington Times, your newspaper of record in Washington, D.C., has an old hand of a reporter there, Rowan Scarborough, no relation to Mo Yarbrough on the Pigeon Sisters thing on Morning Joke, no relation whatsoever. Rowan Scarborough is a longtime Washington reporter who has broken more news in the last 10 years than the Washington Post and the New York Times combined. He is well plugged in. He's kind of a low profile, quiet guy. I used to encounter him from time to time when I was assigned to the Pentagon. And Rowan Scarborough has a great piece. He has it sourced and very well sourced, I've got to say. Very important story. Listen to this story. It has to do with the Deep State Department. A.G. Barr's, that's the Attorney General William Barr, A.G. Barr's special Russia investigator, that's John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, obtained BlackBerries tied to launch of FBI Russia Trump probe. Rowan Scarborough, great news reporter here. Listen to this. It was Special Investigator John Durham who acquired two BlackBerries used by Joseph Mifsud. Who is Joseph Mifsud? He is the Maltese college professor with ties to spy agencies around the world, including the CIA in the United States and the FBI's counterintelligence thing. I think it was Mueller who told us that, was it Mueller or Comey, who told us that Mifsud had ties to Russian intelligence. But during the Obama administration, if he did have ties to Russian intelligence, he was working apparently for U.S. intelligence under Barack Obama, the corrupt John Brennan. Oh, also we've got the walls are closing in. We have the walls are closing in. I haven't seen a cut sheet. I got to have the walls are closing because we have this fun walls are closing in thing for you today. Because the corrupt John Brennan came out yesterday, and everything he says is a lie. And he's a commie. I mean, let's face it. He voted for the commie. It was a while ago, but once a commie, always a commie. Yesterday he was on DNC TV, and he said, John Brennan, you know, Obama's commie voting CIA director. He said the walls are closing in, and Michael Piercy and I just burst out laughing, and during the course of this morning's show, we will explain why we burst out laughing, because it's such a joke. These people are such a joke. He really should be in a penitentiary for the rest of his life, and then plus 100 years. So it was Special Counsel John Durham, who Special Investigator John Durham, who acquired two BlackBerries used by Joseph Mifsud, the Maltese professor who jump-started the FBI's long Russia probe into President Trump's campaign. Sidney Powell, attorney for retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, filed a court motion on Monday disclosing the phone's existence while tying them to Western intelligence. This is a very important fun fact. While tying them to Western intelligence, because I thought it was Russian collusion. Hang on. She, Sidney Powell, a woman, lawyer for General Flynn, she told the Washington Times on Thursday, that's yesterday, that she has confirmed that it was Mr. Durham's office who obtained the BlackBerries. Attorney General William P. Barr assigned Mr. Durham, the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, the mission of finding out the origins of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation known as Crossfire Hurricane. Why was it called Crossfire Hurricane? Because Trump uses the Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want, as his exit music at his rallies, and he was during the campaign. So they chose these Rolling Stones lyrics when they were targeting the president for political reasons. This is the supposition, as yet to be proven in court, but pretty well established by the facts that we've seen. She, the attorney, told the Times that a source, whom she declined to identify, told her about the BlackBerries. Mr. Mifsud, a university professor and well-traveled lecturer, told George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign advisor, in London in April of 2016, that Moscow owned thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails. When the news reached the FBI in July, Agent Peter Stroke initiated the probe, the ever-expanding probe. The FBI and Special Counsel Robert Mueller have always contended that Mr. Mifsud was a Russian asset. Well, then why is it that he has two phones that belong to Russian intelligence, and that and how did he get them? This is a fascinating thing. This is absolutely, this is the stuff of John le Carré, of honestly, it's spy stuff. It's Tom Clancy. FBI and Special Counsel Robert Mueller have always contended Mr. Mifsud was a Russian asset. Mr. Mueller's final report made no mention of the numerous associations Mr. Mifsud maintained with Western diplomats and intelligence figures. You remember the hearing with Mueller on Capitol Hill. He was asked very directly about Mr. Mifsud, and he told him that he couldn't discuss that. Isn't that right? And so we have the... Sorry? It was classified. He couldn't talk about this guy who, and it's a fascinating piece of audio that we played even recently. They always contend he was a Russian asset, but why does he have BlackBerries that that tie him to Western intelligence? That's quite fascinating, isn't it? Yes, it is. Mr. Papadopoulos contends Mr. Mifsud was a Western agent sent to entrap him. You see, and this is the big trap. They sent Mifsud in, this Maltese, who's a foreigner, by the way. You know, you can't ask foreigners for help unless you're a Democrat. Then you can ask foreigners from every damn country on the planet to undermine your political rival. And the news media blesses it and says this is great. This is legitimate because there was Russian collusion. But wait, we now know there was no Russian collusion. They say, oh, but there was. I said, they still go on cable TV and say they don't believe the Mueller report. Lefties do. Say they don't believe the Mueller report. They believe there was Russian collusion because they're mental, I think, is the short explanation for that. And so Mifsud went in and found George Papadopoulos, who had been lured to London to meet with Mifsud. Mifsud tells him the Russians have Hillary's emails. Then he allegedly meets with Alexander Downer, the Australian diplomat in London, and allegedly tells him, oh, yeah, the Russians have Hillary emails. And now Papadopoulos says he never discussed that with the Australian. But the Australian then went to Comey's FBI and says, this Trump guy says he knows that the Russians have Hillary's emails. He learned that from another CIA operative. It's just a total trap. Okay, this is the story as it has been laid out by the players, by the actors, the people entrapped and ensnared in this. By the spring of 2016, the FBI knew that Russian intelligence was hacking Democratic Party computers. Ms. Powell, that is the attorney for General Flynn, has added to the Mifsud intrigue with her motion before District Court Judge Emmett G. Sullivan, asking him to order the government to turn over the BlackBerry's data. The filing lists the two phones, the model numbers, the PIN numbers, the SIM card information. Now, with all that information, I guess she's got a pretty good handle on which intelligence organizations controlled the phones. She told the judge on October 11th, she asked the prosecution for the phone data. She was ignored by the prosecution, you know, prosecuting General Flynn to try to lynch him because they entrapped him up the yin-yang, too, and bankrupted him. He had to sell his house. They threatened to put his son in prison. Very Soviet-style stuff. It really has been very Soviet-style stuff. By Barack Obama and Joe Biden's administration. And by that extremely corrupt John Brennan, and by Comey, who we know has sought to entrap the president from the very beginning. Listen to this. The motion says Michael T. Flynn requests the government be ordered to produce evidence that has only recently come into its possession. This information is material, exculpatory, and relevant to the defense of Mr. Flynn, and specifically to the OCONUS lures and agents that Western intelligence tasked against him likely as early as 2014 to arrange, unbeknownst to him, connections with certain Russians that they would then use against him in their false claims. The phones were used by Mr. Joseph Mifsud. The term OCONUS lures is an FBI term for an operation designed to lure a person back to the United States. OCONUS is continental United States. OCONUS would be outside of the continental United States. Lures is kind of self-explanatory. General Flynn, headed the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency until the Obama White House forced his retirement in August of 2014 over disagreements on fighting Islamic extremists. Now, this is very remarkable information. Ms. Powell has been filing motions demanding the government turn over the exculpatory evidence. She wants to show it was withheld early on, violating Judge Sullivan's orders. So the government railroading a three-star general, a career military officer, and then refusing to, which they're required to do, hand over the evidence so the defense can prepare. And they're refusing to, they're stonewalling, and the news media could care less about the lynchings of people from the Trump administration because, you know, Jim Sciutto is extremely corrupt, and so is Chuck Todd, and so are so many of the others. They're not truth tellers at all. They're party operatives. Now, reacting to the BlackBerry disclosure, Mr. Papadopoulos tweeted, "I've lived this spy story." Now, what was he charged with? Oh, yeah, nothing. How about the other guy, the spies that they spied on, you know, Naval Academy grads, they're spies. They charge these, honestly, I'm appalled by everything we've been watching. Papadopoulos said, "I lived this spy story. The governments of the UK, Australia, Italy sent their agents, Mifsud, Downer, Halper, Azra Turk, and many more. With the new information on Mifsud's phone with the Department of Justice, my story was the one that exposed the greatest spying scandal in history. Downer is next." That's from Alexander Downer, the Australian ambassador to London, to whom Mr. Papadopoulos relayed the Mifsud gossip. See, it's circular reporting. Mr. Downer denies he was a spy. Stefan Halper and Azra Turk were FBI or Western intelligence spies assigned to Mr. Papadopoulos in London. Amazing stuff. This is amazing stuff. Mifsud, the phones, Western intelligence, not Russian intelligence. Lies, damn lies, and more damn lies.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
With an Allstate agent, you get a local expert to find the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them when you need them most. When you bundle home and auto, you'll save. Call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Get to Kohl's and buy more, save more. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Or take 15% off. Plus, take an extra 15% off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 10th through 20th. 15 and 20% offers with promo code OCTOBER. 15% off $50 home offer with promo code HOME15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Napa Know How.
This October, it's no trick. A 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is just $26.99. Plus, get a treat, a $10 Visa gift card. Because the only thing spookier than ghouls and ghosts is engine sludge. That's Mobil 1 5-quart jugs for $26.99 plus $10 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/19.
With an Allstate agent, you get a local expert to find the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them when you need them most. When you bundle home and auto, you'll save. Call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Many things to get to today. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Michael calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, hey, Chris. How are you today?
I'm great. Mike, what do you say?
Well, listen, I just want to, first thing I want to do is compliment you on your sense of humor. It's awesome. The main reason I listen to you is because you put such a humorous spin on what otherwise would be totally depressing news.
Could be depressing.
Yeah, no problem. Having said that, I really believe that this is a vendetta. This whole Crossfire Hurricane thing was a sprout offshoot of the original vendetta that Clapper and Brennan had against Michael Flynn. If you recall at the time, Michael Flynn headed up our intelligence community and informed the Obama administration that ISIS was not, in fact, a JV. ISIS was a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, he was director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, one of the majors. And they shot him down and they drummed him out and they didn't like him. And according to this article that I was just reading, as a matter of fact, they may have been taking a look at General Flynn as early as 2014. Michael, you may be right, because at this point we're all guessing. We don't have a news media working on it. We have corrupt Democrats obstructing justice. And it is an awful lot like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart. 80 years old this month, that movie.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.